Okay, we're going to say. We're on Daf Yud Daf Lamed Aleph. The Hosef Rabbi Akiva, towards the bottom, Meimeim Shal Kohan Lo Nimlo Mehadlik, etc. So the question is, what is he Hosef? Michti Shemen Shem Nifsal B'Tful Yom Mayhav Yishlishi. That's clear. We know the din of Psul Yom. One thing we know for sure is that if a Psul Yom, two things we know for sure. If a Psul Yom touches Chulin, he doesn't do anything to it. And if a Psul Yom touches Truma, he makes it into a Shlishi. So you lighten a lamp that touches a Tmei Mace. Remember, a mace is a Vehicle Satama. A Tmei Mace is an Apatama. The lamp that touched the Tmei Mace was a Rishon Tama Abishani. So you turn your Shlishi into a Shani. Mike Mashmah, Shlishi Batalos Shani, Hainu Ha. Right? So what's the Chiddush? We already know that you can make a Shlishi into a Shani from the ratio. What's Rabbi Akiva adding? Okay. Tosos points out here. Here we have a bit of a machlokes Rishonim. Most Rishonim are in Tosos. Tosos says maybe the chiddush is that you're making it into a sheni daraisa. Meaning, Reb Chanina Skana Kohanim, according to the Maskana, the Gemara, Ochem Tala Ochem Mitrabanan, Reb Chanina Skana Kohanim took a shlishi drabanan and turned it into a sheni drabanan. Rabbi Akiva is saying you take a shlishi doraisa and turn it into a sheni doraisa. So maybe that is a bigger chiddush. Maybe that's what he was Mosif. So Tosfos answers that the last Tosfos mandar reino chum tami ochum doraisa lo parech liyidei Mosif the motel asosav sheni doraisa. You're right. This is not according to Ravina. It's only according to Abaye and Rav Ada bar Abba. Okay, let's just get this Tosfos for us. Bye. If you have Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim, according to Ravina, he went from a Shlishi Drabanan and let you make it a Sheni Drabanan. Right? Because Ochel have Ochel and Drabanan. Mistama, forget about the weird half meat, because we're told about the half meat. Mistama, Maskana, all the meat was tummy for meat. As opposed to Abaye and Rav Ada Bar Ava, who say it was going from a shlishi to a raisa because ochel is betami ochel and kachim to a raisa to a sheni to a raisa. What's going on in Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva for sure is going from a shlishi to a raisa. Tful yom is, you know, with very few exceptions. We assume that the tful, I mean, really, no exceptions. In this respect, the tful yom has to be to a raisa. That's fully yom pasli truma. A shlishi is doraisa, and he goes to a sheni doraisa. Fully yom is doraisa. That's matame, and the kli is clearly matame. A mashke doraisa. Let's assume at this point, to the best of our knowledge. So, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva? So Tosa says, you're right. According to Ravina, it's already a chiddush. The question's only alim davai bradbar afa when it's not a chiddush. Okay, they were leaving David is 2 days about this, and he says it could be here clearly. There's no chiddush, which is good. That's the worst question. Here clearly, Tosa says this is a chiddush, because who knew that we're also making the rices? Maybe we're only making in the abundance. And Reina David says it is not a chiddush. I mean, he has 2 days. And David's second day says it is not a chiddush. Why? So if you go from Darabana to Darabana, you can also go from Daraisa to Daraisa. You're just staying on the same level. So it's not a chiddush that you're allowed to stay on the same level. So if you're in a David, the question of Mars, I'll leave it to Kuliyama. It's not clear from all the Rishonim that Ravina's talking about Shlishi Darabana, but Minastam he is, because once in the end we say Ochel Tami Ochel Midrabana, Mistama had to become a shlishi. I know Tosos wondered how it became a shlishi, right? Is it Eitz and Lavona? Is it Mashkin, etc.? But that's all in the half. The Maskana, Minastama had to become a shlishi by touching other meat. That's the simplest way. So the Rishonim assumed that. Correct. Correct. There's no nafmina for this. The question is whether it's more of a chiddush or not. Okay. If we had a chance, we'll see. There's a big debate also about the other way around. Is it... Or not. Okay, but What's the Gemara's answer in any case? According to Rabbeinu David, for everyone, according to Tosfos, at least four. Rav Adbar and Abaye, there's no Kiddush. So the answer of the Gemara is Amar Yehuda Hacham Ben Ershel Matechas Askina Drachmana Amar Bechal Cherev Cherev Harehu Kefalo. Right, the famous drasha of Cherehu Kefalo, the Torah. Right, Ramban. I don't know if I put this keta on the. Yes, I did. The Ramban deals with Abaye Shuta. Why did the Torah say Bechal Cherev? Right. Why does the Torah say b'chalal cherev over mace? Someone killed by a sword or a mace. So the Ramban says kapshuta. You say why b'chalal? To teach you whether he was killed or he died. Either way, he's matami. Unlike animals, where if they're shechted, they're not tummy. If they die, they are. People, but if they killed or they die, they're on their tummy. Why daft b'chalal cherev? Because most people are killed. They're killed with swords. Okay, that's true to some extent. But the drash is b'chalal cherev, that the cherev is also like a chalal. Right? The main original usage of chalal cherev is that a cherev that touches a mace, the mace is aviyavo satoma, the cherev is aviyavo satoma. Right? As Rashi says here, he gish cherev l'chalal, matech shagam mace, and aviyavo satoma. But just like, that's not the case here. The case here is just like the cherev that touched the mace is a aviyavo satoma like the mace itself, the cherev that touched the tmei mace is an avatoma like the tmei mace himself. So if the ner here was nitma, because the tmei mace touched this ner, then just like the tmei mace and avatoma, the ner doesn't become a rishon l'toma, the ner becomes an avatoma like the tmei mace, because the rule of cherev is v'chalo. Okay, ba'avile avatoma, in which case the ner is an avatoma, v'kaf sabar shlishi motor lasoso rishon. And therefore, it is a bigger chiddush. What is the chiddush here is the havamina of Rabbi Akiva. The maskana of Rabbi Akiva is that you are taking a shlishi d'oraisa and turning it into a rishon d'oraisa. That's obviously more of a chiddush than any possible shot of Chanina skan ha kohenim, because he was only talking about making it to a shani. He can make it into a rishon because the nair is an av. You burn the shemen in it, you make the shemen into a rishon. Okay, now the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara asks, couldn't we have had another possibility? The Gemara asks, why does Rabbi Yehuda Muhammad Aleph have to explain where he keeps his deal with the Ner Shema Teches and use the rule of Cher Kolom? No good Ner Shel Cheres. Why not admit it's a Ner Shel Cheres, like a regular Ner in their days is a Ner Shel Cheres? Only very, very rich people had a Ner Shema Teches. So what's the Chiddush? Umay Hosef, Dibuhasam Tamei Vitamei, Vilhacha Pasol Vitamei. Now, what's the difference? The difference is basically Rav Chanina is kind of quoting dealing with kachin. They're both dealing with a shlishi going to a sheni. But Rav Chanina is kind of quoting dealing with kachin, and Rabbi Akiva is dealing with truma. And there's a difference in a shlishi in truma and a shlishi in kachin, like the Mishnah says. In Taros, that in Chula, I'm paraphrasing Mishnah in Taros, in Chulen, like a rishon becomes tummy, the sheni is pasul. Hustle means the end of the line, doesn't continue the chain. In Truma, the Rishon and Shani are Tame, and the Shlishi is Puzzle. In Kachin, the Rishon, Shani, and Shlishi are Tame, and the Ravi is Puzzle. Meaning, what is the suggestion? The suggestion is that there really is a Chiddush, because this is a Shlishi to Oraisa. And it's going to a Shani d'oraisa, but what's the difference? The difference is that this is a Shlishi that is Pasul. And this is a Shlishi that is Tamei. And that is the Chiddush according to the suggestion. Yes, they're both going for a Shlishi or Shani, but it's more of a Chiddush, because one is a Shlishi that's called Pasul, and one is a Shlishi that's called Tamei. Meaning, in the case of Rav Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, not because they were nitma by something on a different level, because Rav Chanina Sgan HaKohanim was talking about kachim. A shlishi in kachim is worse than a shlishi in truma. So a shlishi in kachim is what's called tamei, because they can pass it on again. And And the shlishi and truma is what's called pasul, so you can't pass it on again. So just because you can go from a shlishi pasul to a sheni, do what? Just because you can go from a shlishi, tame to a sheni, right? Because in kachim with tame doesn't mean, because shlishi tame is really bad. So shlishi tame to a sheni tame is tame and tame. Yeah, shlishi sheni is not such a big deal. You go from tame to tame. That's not such a big difference. But over here, you're going from pasul to tame. And going from pasul to tame is a bigger difference, and therefore it's a hosafa. So the question is, why don't we suggest that hosafa? Then they give a technical answer. Amar Rava Masnisin Kashite. The Mishnah was difficult to him. My Yuri Tani Nirshin Mutay Mace. Name Nit Nation Nitma Besheretz. Why does Rabbi Akiva Dabba say Nitma Mutay Mace? Why not say Nitma Besheretz? Why should he? Because we know that in Shas, whenever they want to pick a Stam Avatoma, they always pick Sheretz. Sheretz, the classic example of Avatoma, and it's obviously much more common. There's a lot more Shrutin. Than Mason. So why didn't they say Sheretz? Or, for that matter, just say nothing. Just say Ba'avatoma. Right, if they want to be general. Okay, so why did it say Avatoma and not Sheretz or Stam? Why did it say Mason not Sheretz or Stam? The answer is there must be something that's unique, that's special about it to be Mason, opposed to all the other Avatomas. Which is, it must be Mateches, because only by Tmei Mace, there's a difference between Mateches and Cheres. Okay, Amar Rava. Now, Rava makes a diyuk here. Shema Mina, before we get back to some of the Gion, Shema Mina Kasover, Mikiva Tomas Mashon, Tamei Cheren Dor Raisa. This is the big sugya, basically, from Yud Dalet Amid Beis until Chaf Alf Amid Aleph. There are two main sugyas that are discussed in the remainder of this parak, each of which gets, you know, I don't know, 2-3 blocks. One is the etzem issue of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Are you allowed to be metame truma that's chametz that is going to get burnt anyway, which we already discussed a little earlier. And the other is Tumas Mashkin. As a tangent, we get into Tumas Mashkin being deraisa or drabanan. So, we'll see machlokas later on whether Tumas Mashkin is daraisa or drabanan. So, and there are going to be three shitas. Either mashkin or not, tame all midaraisa, only darbanan, or mashkin can become tame midaraisa. But they're not tame other things daraisa, only darbanan. We're going to leave them in tame other things midaraisa. So we can deduce here that Rabbi Akiva holds Tumas Mashkin, the tame achirim is daraisa. And not only Tumas Mashkin, tame itself, even tame achirim is daraisa. Because if he thinks they're about it, Mechli Chayim Yer, Ma'ika Mahan Yilah Hashemin, Ilav Suli Gufa HaPasal Bekoy. So we can deduce from here that Mashkin are Mitami other things Mida Oraisa. Why? If Mashkin were only Mitami Drabanan, then the Nair would not be adding Tuma to this Mashkin, because until now it was a Shlishi, which was Pasal, but didn't Pasal mean doesn't transfer to anything else. And now, fine, now the Nair makes it a Rishon or a Sheni, but it's still only Pasul. It itself is Tame, and it doesn't transfer that Tumah to anything else, so it really hasn't gone up in Tumah. Meaning, why is a Rishon or a Sheni a higher level Tumah than a Shlishi? Because they can pass it on more. But if it can't pass it on more, then it's no change. So the Gemara asks, right, meaning, who cares that it is a Shlishi to a Rishon? If the Shlishi is Pasul and the Rishon is Pasul, then they're really the same thing. There's no nafkamina to being a Rishon if you can't pass that Tumah on to anything else. So what's the most of Tumah al-Tumah? So Zimari asks, what do you mean? Maybe the nafkamina is that it's now more Tumah Midrabanan. It's more Tumah than Midrabanan. No, in Midrabanan, my Yerba Avatumah, feel the Rishon Shani Nami Tchila Havik Tatan, Kola Posol, Satrim Tami Mashkin, Leos Tchila Chot Mi Tvol Yom. No, because if you want to say Midrabanan, right, basically, what are we saying here in this part of the Gemara? We're saying that if Rabbi Akiva holds Mashkin, Matame, or Mashka, Matame Acherim, Min HaTorah, then it makes sense, because you're going from Shemen, that's pasul. Two, Shemen, that's tame, that's a rishon. But if you say mashke, a mashke, eino matame acherim min haTorah, then what are you doing? Basically, what they're saying, v'imadashach. On the level of min haTorah, and on the level of midrabanan, on the level of min haTorah, you're going from pasul to shemen pasul. Either way, it's just pasul. It's not able to transmit that toma any further. And who cares that this is a shlishi and this is called a rishon lemaisa? They're both exactly the same. They're both pasul, but they can't transmit it any further. And if you say, well, on the rabbanan level, are you going from a shlishi to a rishon? On the rabbanan level, you're going from shemen pasul, which was a shlishi, to shemen tamei, which is a rishon. So isn't this the hosafa? Yeah, you could have said that, but then it's not going to do your mishnah anymore. Because if so, the problem is this is true even if the ner was a rishon. Not only if the, forget about the ner was a rishon. Let me say it better. This is true even if it touched a rishon or a sheni. Because midrabanan, we know, call him a posel satruma, meaning any that's a rishon or a sheni, which would posel truma. The time is a mashkin, the special zera, it makes mashkin a rishon. A rishon or sheni that touched a mashkin makes a rishon. Obviously, normally a rishon should make something a sheni. A sheni should make something a shlishi. But if a rishon or sheni touches a mashkin, it makes it a rishon of yorbanan. So if you're going on the rabbanan level, then for the shemen to be a rishon, you wouldn't need a ner shenim and meimis. You can just have it touching food that's a rishon, or touching food that is a sheni, or, you know, or touching slam yadayim, or a million other examples, and therefore the mishnah is not to do it. El shlamiyad de'o raisahi. Right, but, okay, must be that mito raisahi, meaning it can't work that he holds mashkin with tamei achirim rabbanan, or he must hold a mashkin with tamei achirim mito raisahi. Okay, that's just the shakar tari gemara. Now there are two issues that have come up and shown that I want to be eyeing in a little more. Number one was the question of tosos. Right? What's the question of tosos? The gemara assumes that, remember what the difference between pasul and tamei was. Right? Pasul means it doesn't transmit the tamei any further. Tamei means it does transmit the tamei any further. That's why, right, I keep quoting you. No. In Taros, it's basically a very basic Mishnah. We have here, for example, in Perek Beis, what do we see? That Harishon Shebechulim Tameh, Sheni is puzzled. What does that mean? Harishon Shebechulim Tameh, Umatameh, it's Tameh, it's Tameh other things. And the Sheni is puzzled, just doesn't transmit the Tameh to anything. Harishon Shebechulim Tameh, Trumar Tameh, Umatameh, meaning the Umatameh is something else. Shlishi puzzled, Umatameh puzzled means it doesn't transfer it on. Harishon Shebechulim Shlishi Shebechulim Tameh, Umatameh, RV, puzzled, etc. So what do we say here? We said here that, just one little piece of the Shakvataria that came up over here, is that the Shemen Sheh, what's the Kibbutz Lashon? Shemen Shenifsel B'Tzol Yom, the Gemara assumes is Pasul and not Tummy. Right? So what does the Gemara say? Shemen Shenitma Renifsel, what's the Lashon? Shemen shenifsal b'tful yom. Okay, good for lashon for being pasul. Is pasul, not tamei. Maybe that was part of the Shaka Targum. Close to ask the obvious question. Hold on. Shema Shenifsa Batul Yom is a Shlishi. So yes, those so Avriat the Shlishi shall truma matame hakodesh, mo shlishi de kodesh. The Dharmasakas Tara Shlishi Shabakula Matame Mashka Kodesh also looks like Kodesh. We know a Shlishi is Matame or is posel kodesh, right? Shlishi makes a Riba Kodesh. Technically we touch the Mashka Kodesh, makes a Risha Dagger, which I mentioned. But let's say, you know, the Raisa, let's say if Ravi is the Raisa, or if it touches Ocho, it makes it a Ravi. So therefore, and it's a Shlishi Shabakula, meaning not only Shlishi of Kodesh, Posel's Kodesh, Shlishi of Truma, also Posel's Kodesh. So if Shlishi of Truma can Metame Kodesh, then we see Shlishi of Truma is Tame, and it's not Posel. It says the ability to pass it on to Kodesh and make Ravi by Kodesh. That's Hosos's question. Vatruakai. We're not talking about Shlishi of Truma, that's very clear from the context there. So, Hosos's question is makes Ravi'i Bakodesh, meaning the Shlishi of Kodesh was called Tamei and Apostle, except you pass on to Reviva Kodesh. You know what? Shlishi of Truma is just as bad as Shlishi of Kodesh. They both can pass off to Reviva. But instead of saying Shlishi of Truma and Shlishi of Kodesh, we don't say they're different. They're not different. Shlishi of Kodesh is no good, and it can be Tamei one more Kodesh. Shlishi of Truma is no good, and it can be Tamei one more Kodesh. They're actually exactly the same. So why is the Mark called one Apostle and one Tamei? That is Tosafot's question. And what does Tosafot's answer? Tosafot's answer is Mikol Makom Omer B, the Magot Tful Yom Lo Choshev Kishlishi. No, something touched by Tful Yom is not like a regular Shlishi. Here, the Ri has a tremendous Kish. He's Mechalik. There's two kinds of things that we call Shlishi. The Filu Kodesh Gufei Lo Matame. The Meila Perakatsa Of Tanan Katsa Of Molam Moshe Shanim Lo Kuchshro Li Pasul Tful Yom. He says, look, even a Tful Yom who touches Kodesh doesn't make it a Shlishi, makes it a Ravi. As the Rabbi Kamesha Megillah, it says, Posel the Tful Yom. Likewise, Rabbi Kiva later says, the Tful Yom who touches Kodesh is Posel it. Okay, then he asks a technical question, which he doesn't have an answer to, but he sticks with his question. What is Tosa's answer? Tosa basically has a big chiddush. He says there are two kinds of shlishis. There's a shlishi machmas sheni and a shlishi machmas tful yom. Right? So what does Tosa's answer? That a shlishi haba machmas sheni osa revi'i bakodesh. Yeah, a shlishi that came from a sheni makes a revi'i bakodesh. Right, what's the shlishi came from a sheni? I don't know, a dead mouse. A dead mouse touched a knife. The knife touched a piece of bread. The bread touched a piece of meat. That meat is a shlishi that comes from a sheni. That can make a ravi'i bakodesh, or whatever weird case you want to have. You know, my hands that teal sedayim touched food, that is a shlishi that comes from a sheni. That makes a ravi'i bakodesh. But shlishi haba machmas tful yom ain no osa revi'i bakodesh, and therefore our Gemara wasn't saying every shlishi b'truma is called pasul and not tummy. No, a shlishi b'truma that came to touch a sheni is called tummy because it can pass it on to kodesh. But a shlishi that comes machmas tful yom is only called pasul. Okay, we have to say we're using the word pasul and tummy here, maybe a little different than in the Mishnayos and Paros. But really, only shlishi b'machus tful yom can pass it on. Shlishi that's b'machus hasheni can pass it on. Obviously, the kodesh can't pass it on to the kulin and truma. And those things are can't pass it on to kodesh. That's the chiddush of Tosos. Okay, does everyone agree with Tosos? So I'm not convinced that everyone agrees with Tosos. If you look, for example, here at Rashi, Dibramas called Lokman Bener Shal Cheres, towards the end. Right? That's the Rashi that occupies most of the skin lines. The last few lines that Rashi says, he explains, remember, Shem and Shlishi Shel Truma ain't no Tamei the Tamei Hefer of El Apostle. The Shem and Shlishi Shel Truma is not Tamei the Tamei other things. It's merely Apostle. Why? The ain shlishi osa revi'i batruma. A shlishi does not make a revi'i in truma. Now, I don't know what he means here. Ain shlishi osa revi'i batruma. What does he mean by ain shlishi osa revi'i batruma? It sounds to me like a shlishi doesn't make a revi'i batruma. Although, can I admit that a shlishi makes a revi'i bakodesh? Okay, you have to figure out what the diuk is. Now, I realize that maybe you have to figure out what the diuk is that a shlishi batruma doesn't make revi, or a shlishi doesn't make a revi batruma.
I mean, I think Tosfos Chulin
gives a similar answer. He's kind of said, it's relative. Okay, good. So, let's go to your right. Let's just go straight to Tosfos and Chulin. Maybe that is very, very explicit, right? That is very explicit. What does Tosos say in Chulin? Tosos and Chulin basically is the dayak in the Gemara in there in Chulin that a shlishi does make a revi'i bakodesh. And he gives three answers. And what does he start with? Hacha mashvet tful yom metami mashvet dekachem lasos revi'i bakodesh. Okay, shlishi b'machmas tful yom can make a revi'i bakodesh. So that's a steward artist. So yeah. Is three answers. What's the first answer? His first answer is, as Jacob pointed out, the Shlomar, the second answer, the Hachi Ka'amar Hasan Shizet Tami Lamino Lakodesh that posel Betruma Shumino. Okay, Tosas and Chulin, the second answer, is a different shot in our Gemara. Right? Tosfos and Chulin. Certainly the second answer says, no. Afilu shlishi haba machmas tful yom osa revi'i bakodesh. Every shlishi makes revi'i bakodesh. Every shlishi makes revi'i bakodesh. That's, sorry. Every shlishi makes revi'i bakodesh. That's no chesh. That there's nothing special about tful yom. Oh, so why do our Gemara quote apostle if it makes revi'i bakodesh? So he says, Nipra puzzle, Nipne Shaino, Mitame Esmino. Meaning, puzzle and tame in our Gemara are not so fundamental. It's not that puzzle means doesn't pass on tuma. Tame means it does pass on tuma. No. Puzzle and tame could both mean passing on tuma. Just tame means you pass on tuma to your own type of thing. Puzzle means you don't pass on tuma to your own type of thing. Maybe pass on tuma to a different type of thing. But that's the whole puzzle. Therefore, when it says pasul nar sugya, it just means it doesn't pass on tuma to its own type of thing, to truma. Even though it passes on to tuma to kodesh, I think of meduyak, in my humble opinion, that I think Rashi sounds like this as well. Okay, maybe I can't prove it, but this Rashi that I read, Rashi is why is it called pasul and not tuma? Rashi is trying to explain that. Shem shlishi no truma ino tuma. Why is it not called tuma? Ela pasul, but it's called pasul. The ain shlishi osa revi'i betruma. So it doesn't make a revi'i in truma. To me, it sounds like what he's saying is exactly like Tosfos and Chulin. It's called Pasul. Maybe it would make a revi'i in something else, but it wouldn't make a revi'i in itself. So I think that's also the Shita of Rashi. In my opinion, I think it's also the schema of the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam never explicitly deals with this. Never explicitly deals with this. But never explicitly takes on this particular angle, but if you look at what he says, you know, if he doesn't explicitly deal with this particular case, then you have to look what he generally postulates. What does the Rambam generally what does he generally postulate? If you look at Hilchos Ashara Bosatoma, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel will start with a Rishon Hashem Shibetruma Tamei Mutamei, a Shlishi Pasav Lo Mutamei. The ain shlishi osa revi'i batruma. Same lashon Rashi. Shlishi doesn't make a revi'i in truma. Sounds like it doesn't make a revi'i in truma. I make a revi'i in kodesh. And if you look at Yud Aleph Ches, he says, Hashlishi Sheva Truma, Shadaga Ba'ochle Kodesh, Paslam Benasa Revi. A Shlishi of Truma, that was no Gea, Ba'ochle Kodesh, Paslam, and makes it a Revi. Okay, he says, a Shlishi of Truma makes a Revi Ba'kodesh. And he doesn't say it depends this kind of Shlishi or that kind of Shlishi. And it's very clear that one of his classic examples of Shlishi Ba'kodesh, let's put together Yud Aleph Gimel and Yud Aleph Ches. Yud Aleph Gimel. How do we know shlishi is possible in truma? Shenamar uvash shemesh v'tarbi after yochem akachim nimsa tful yom also for truma chiyarishim shomim nagama paslo tful yom kashengi lutzokahu hagamati shashengi yosh shlishi v'truma. He gets his whole idea of shlishi v'truma from a tful yom. A tful yom is a shengi. When he touches truma, he makes the truma into a shlishi. He makes the truma into a shlishi. So his classic shlishi v'truma he's dealing with is a shlishi machmas tful yom. And nonetheless, you know, Aleph Ches says, a shlishi b'truma makes a revi b'kodesh, without differentiating. It seems pretty mefurish here. And it's an argument from silence. The Rambam didn't differentiate between different shlishis in truma. The Rambam didn't differentiate between different shlishis in truma. He says, again, our shlishi shem truma revi Aleph Ches, shenaga b'ochle kodesh, paslan v'nasu revi. So, and he says a stam shlishi. He doesn't say it depends on which kind of shlishi. And don't say, well, he's obviously only talking about a shlishi machmas sheni and not a shlishi machmas bo yom, because in Halacha Gimel, he discussed the classic shlishi b'truma as being machmas bo yom. He thinks the whole source for shlishi b'truma is the shlishi machmas bo yom. So if he's discussing shlishis, including primarily shlishi machmas bo yom, he says every shlishi b'truma makes a riba kodesh, I think it's mefurish that...
Says that even Kodesh doesn't make
it's only a so he said a Tul Yom who touches Kodesh makes it a Revi. But a Tul Yom who touches Truma makes it a Shlishi. And that Shlishi makes Kodesh a Revi.
Emphasizes very strongly that Tul Yom is close to Otam.
Okay, on the one hand, he says he's posel. On the other hand, you know, but again, part of the problem is we don't know how strictly to take the word posel. Let's go for the machlokstein, this two days and tosos. He tells us here, posel kulin. Posel means it can never transmit that at all under any circumstances, where posel means it can't pass it on to its own type of thing. But I think in Perek Aleph, he clarifies more. And I will try to claim there's something behind it. I apologize. Yes, I apologize. I meant to put Yud Aleph Ches on the Makoros. I will write it on the board. Yud Aleph Ches. I apologize. Okay, it wasn't obvious. You should look there. What does he say? Hashlishi Shevetruma. Shenaga ba'ochli kodesh. Shenaga ba'ochli kodesh. Paslan v'nasu revi. And then he goes on and says if it touches mashkin kodesh, that's even worse because it makes them a tchila because of bacteria or bottom, but this is good enough. Plus, and he says shlishi stam. He's not machalit in different kinds of shlishis.
You think it makes him a tchila?
I think so. He's not machalit in different kinds of shlishis. And he had been discussing previously a shlishi machmas tful yom. It's not like shlishi tful yom is not in this parak, so who says he's talking about it? So I think it's pretty mefurish to the Rambam. I apologize. I think it's pretty mefurish to the Rambam, like that other day in Tosos, that a shlishi abba machmas tful yom does make a revi b'kodesh. What about our sunya? When our sugya says pasul means bimbino, okay, that's the question. When our sugya says pasul and tame, does that mean in any circumstances? Or does that mean bimbino? That's the two basic. Apparently, clearly, according to Tosfos and Chulin, and I'm adding the Rambam very confidently and pretty confidently, Rashi, our Gemara is a little less sharp. because, you know, if it's possible, who knows that really make it more of a finish or less of a finish than possible cloud? But maybe yes. After all, it's all happening because anybody wants to suffer, right? And don't even see a small to suffer. Okay, the Tosus there actually has two, yeah.
I'm not trying to understand how they might
Okay, I'll come back to that in a moment. Yeah, okay, let me come back to that in a moment. Tosfos has two other things there. Plus, there's one compromise data there. Tosfos Kulin, Tiritz Rishon, makes a compromise. He makes a pshara. He says, well, there's a difference between Doraisa and Durabana. Right? He makes a pshara. Compromise. He says, Shlishi Haba Machmas Tful Yom. It's actually, Yesh Makam Lion, does he only talking this compromise of Shlishi Machmas Tful Yom? Maybe he means all Shlishis once he's making this compromise? Not sure. But at least Shlishi Machmas Tful Yom, Mida Oraisa, Eino Osa Rivi Iba Kodesh. And midrabanan osur diva kodesh. Okay, so that's the difference. It basically says one day is right above the rest level, the other day is right on the rabban level. You know, it's interesting to me. I am here. Maybe he means all shlishis, not just machos tol yom. He means at least a shlishi of machos tol yom. Maybe he also means this about any shlishi. Okay, but we're not sure. And the third day in Tosos and Kulin matches Tosos here. So the third day in Tosos and Kulin says it depends on Machlokes Tanaim and Megillah that we're about to introduce. That Yaakov is absolutely right that we should start from there. Because our Tosos is clearly only going toward the Chacham and the Megillah. He quotes the Gemara, but the Dai Commission Megillah is like the Chacham. So he says, well, of course, the Chacham Megillah goes one way. But according to, I think he even used the words Abishol there. Yeah. Abishol goes the other way, so I think this goes with the Tosos in Chulin. In his third answer, he says, no, no, no. Fi Chachamim, you get the answer of Tosos in Pesachim, even though according to Abishol, you get a very different answer, which Artos is also admitted for Tavishol, you get a different answer. Artos is only based on the Chacham. That's why I'm saying it's the same thing. Artos is only for the Chacham because we pass it like Chacham. Even Artos is remoted in Abishol in this reason. Right? Abishol, I think you have to say, would disagree. Okay, we're going to pass it like Abishol. So basically, Artos is saying, and the third answer is that. Really, a shlishi ba machmas full yom does not make reviva kodesh. When do we pass like the chachamim? Ah, the gemara over there—that was for Dav Shol. We don't pass like. Okay, so there are three deals. Lefi chacham that we pass like, either lefi chacham that we pass like, a shlishi ba machmas full yom does make reviva kodesh, or it does make reviva kodesh, or the divdi daraisa darbana, which theoretically means someone else also. I mean, not the same as Tosfos, technically the same for the first. Theoretically, you could say that for the Rashi and Rambam, if you want, but we have no reason to assume it offhand. The question is, what's really going on here? What's underlying this fascinating machlokes? Whether, again, for sure, Shlishi B'Truma makes Reviv HaKodesh. That's before many, many places in, that's before many places in Shas. The question is, a Shlishi B'Machos Tol Yom means that, is a Shlishi that comes from Tol Yom unique or not unique? That's the machlokas to Tosos here versus Rashi, Rambam, and Tosos the Kulin. Again, with the possible curveball, there could be a difference between the Rice and Rabbanan, and then you go back and you don't know who's fucking the Rice and who's fucking the Rabbanan. But let's leave that for now. So, as Yaakov points out, that really goes back to a Rice, a machlokas, and I'm in the Eva, right? Then maybe machlokas are shown in that machlokas, and I'm in the Eva. So, Chaim, I'll ask you to speak forward, please.
Sure.
And we'll go to Megillah. Daf Kesemanov. The Mishnah of Me'ilah says, right, it all starts with an innocent sounding Mishnah of Me'ilah, that at a certain point, basically, the Mishnah of Me'ilah tries to figure out, you know, when each type of carbon really, you know, becomes not just property of Hekdesh, but a real carbon, and it's Hushu Li Pasel, Bitzvul Yom Chosik Purim Melina. At what point, either through Shkita of live animals or by putting other things in a Kli Sharis, does it become ready there to be passeled in Lina? Now has to be that day, it'll expire at night. And it can now be passeled by the touch of a Tful Yom and a Mechoser Kippur. Okay, so they could have made this deal on any mission in the Ilah. They just happened to make it in the beginning of the second parak there. And the Gemara says, Medoyak, that Psol. Psol in Kodesh means Revi. Medoyak, that a Tful Yom makes a Revi about Kodesh, which is really a three-way Machlokas, a three-way Machlokas Rishonim. There they say, Tanya Abishol over Tful Yom Tchila LaKodesh. Rav Meir Omer Metami Tzakodesh Posel Satruma. Chomer Mishim Shem Posel Mashka Truma Tzakodesh Truma Kach Posel Mashka Kodesh. Ver Ochlei Kodesh. Okay. Basically, what is a Tful Yom? It's very, very clear what it is for other things. What level is a Tful Yom for other things? Let me put up the board here. This is, two things are not in my focus tonight. Tful Yom. Lichulin, a Tful Yom is like a sheni. What does a sheni do to chulin, trick question? Nothing, right? So Tful Yom does not hurt chulin at all. He can touch chulin, he can eat chulin, even eat like Master Shemi chulin, which you're not letting you in your tummy, right? Meaning it does nothing. How about for Truma? That's also not controversial. What is he like for Truma? A Shemi. And what does he do to Truma? What does a Shemi do to Truma? It passes and makes it a Shlishi, right? Posel, meaning makes it a Shlishi. The Machlokas Tanaim is for Kodesh. And here we have three opinions. Says Abba Shaul, he's like a Rishon. He's like a Rishon for Kodesh. So it's Tful Yom, which touches Kodesh, makes it a Sheni, that can make a Shlishi, that can make a Revi. Says Rabbi Meir, no, it's Meis Metame es HaKodesh Uposol Satrum. What do you mean Metame es HaKodesh? That means that he makes the Kodesh more than a Revi. He makes it Tami, right? He makes it. What does he make it? Not that he makes it shiny, that he can say not show. So it's obvious that Rav Meir means he's like a shiny and makes it a Rishon, right? He makes it a shiny, makes it a shiny. And Rav Meir is very logical because then he's the same thing for Kodesh as he is for Truma and for Kulin. Right, he gives the Tful Yom a very, very clear status. The Chachamim say, nope, he's basically like a Shlishi. Doesn't none of them use that word. Only Abishol uses that word, right? He says, Ketchila. Ketchila is the same as Rishon, right? Ketchila is Rishon. He says, like a Shlishi. Why? Just like he passels Truma, he makes Truma the lowest level, he passels Kodesh, he makes a Revi. So, the question is, now, how does it become a little more complicated? Amar Rava, says Rava, Ma'ava Shol, Ma'ila Asu Bekachim, Shavin or Abonu Tul Yom Kirishon, Ava Shol is a Ma'ila Asu Bekachim, it's just a Chomer Drabbana, Mida Raisa Ava Shol doesn't mean it. He only means it as a Chomer Drabbana. And that could be that he's trying to defend the the mission really could work for Amishol, because really, he makes it a Revi. It's just a Maima that he makes it a Sheni. The Rav Meir Ka'ochol Sheni, the Ravona came in the Tomo, Kolosh Tomo, Apostle Mashvei, Tomei, Lo, Mashvei. Okay, for Rav Meir, he makes, for Rav Meir, he is like a Sheni. And for the Chachamim, once he told already, he's Tomo's weakened and he only passes. Okay, so Abishol, here we have a bit of machlokas. Tosos thinks that there is a man, Omer and Sota, who thinks Abishol is Doraisa. Okay, but what's the Pashup Shad in the Gemara? Pashup Shad in the Gemara is is that Mishal Daraisa Drabana. Drabana, I mean, that's a Pasha, that's a Furish, Mylos, the Kachim, is Rameya Daraisa Drabana. It's not so clear, but you would think Daraisa because it does say Mylos of the Kachim. It says, Lurab Meir Ka'ochel Shani. But we're not so sure because on the one hand, Rav Meir doesn't use the word Maimel, so maybe it means Daraisa. On the other hand, maybe he's just continuing Abishol because he doesn't give his own logic. Look what Abishol said. Not what Abishol said. Rav said for Abishol. Le Abishol Maimel Asu Bekachim, Shabin Rabban Kul Yom Kibishom. Le Rav Meir Ke Ochel Shani. Meaning continuing the phrase. Why is that Ke? Shabin Rabban Kibishom. And Rav Meir Shabin Rabban Ke Ochel Shani. So maybe Rav Meir is also Maimel. This is a fundamental machlokas. Rishonim. Right there, Rashi says that Abishol and Rav Meir both be drabanan. Right, so Abishol, so Maimel Asur Shavinu Kochel Rishon, and just continuing the sense, right? What the Ibn Ezra say, Moshe Chacher Imo, and for Rav Meir, it is Shavinu Rabbanan Kochel Shein. It's just like Rav Meir finishes the sentence with Shavinu Rabbanan a little differently. So Rav Meir and Abishol, according to Rashi, it's clearly the rise of Chumra. Right? The machlok is just how many Chumras do Rabbanan to make. Tosos there suggests, according to the Mar and Sota, that maybe Abishol or Meir also be Daraisa. He makes it sound like Mash Abishol is Daraisa, as strange as that is. And Rashi and Sota, who seems to contradict Rashi and the Ilah, that's not for two reasons. That doesn't bother the Achronim. Number one, because Rashi often contradicts himself between different sectors, and many Achronim hold that you don't have to answer that. Number two, it's a lot of Achronim hold that Rashi means not really Rashi. You know, they even call it Hamafarish or something. I don't know what they call him in the Sifta. They call it Rashi and Gula or Hamafarish and Gula, I'm not sure. In any case, but we have different opinions as to who's the Raisa and who is Drabanan here. Obviously, if Rav Meir and Abishol are only Drabanan, then Be'etza, the one that's like the Chacham, you just have a different Drabanan level. But let's just point this out. This Rav Meir Kishani, according to Rashi and Gula, we'll call him Rashi and Gula, is only a Maila, and according to Rashi and Sota, this is Minat Torah. And Abishol, according to Rashi, all over is just a Maila. It's hard to imagine it's not a Maila, but at least Tosos here, if we take his words very literally, even Tosos here might really mean that her mayor is the one who calls Abishol, who's the rice according to Minat Torah, but could be. According to Rashi, this is a Maila, which is clearly in the Gemara, and according to Gemara, according to Rava, and Rashi. Why does Rashi need to back up Rava? Because Rava says it, and Rashi assumes that no one disagrees with Rava. But according to the Gemara in Sota, according to Tosfos, it sounds like he is Minat Torah. Okay, so, I'm not going through all the permutations of exactly what the Nafka Mina would be if each sheet was the Raisa, just so we should know, when we analyze the other sheetahs, we might be analyzing the Chumra Drabanan, or we might be analyzing the Ikra Lundus of the nature of Kulino. But let's forget about Abishol for now. Abishol, the simple shot is that he's a Maila, he's only a Chumra Drabanan, he's not the Raisa, why the Raisa should fully be a Rishal, that would be very weird. Pashtas, Abishol is just a Maila, and even though Tosfos and Sota use the word Abishol is Daraisa, according to a different Gemara, he might really mean Rav Meir is Daraisa. Meaning Abishol, the Rav Meir part of Abishol is Daraisa. Okay, so, what is Rav Meir? Who's, right, Rav Meir's Shita, Rav Meir's Lomdus is very Pashtas. What's Rav Meir's Lomdus? What's the Svara? What's the svar of Abishol? Okay, according to most opinions, it's just a Maila. Meaning, a lot of things are Lenin and Kodesh considered worse than Lenin and other things. Look, it's simple shot is Pashtos, a Maila Biyama. Okay, I understand you can analyze more, but we're not going to now. What's the svar of Rav Meir? The simple pshat of Rav Meir is very pashut. What his far is? His far is that a tful yom is a sheni. After all, tful yom is a sheni for chulin. He's not nothing. He's tamei, right? Do the Torah call him tful yom tamei?
Yeah.
Yes. As a matter of pshuto shal mikra, a tful yom is tamei legamri. If you are a Karaite, which not that I recommend, if you are a Karaite, you would say Ipsol Yom is Tomei Legamre. He's an Av. You would make him an Av. Why? Because it says, Bamayim Yuva Vitamei Ad Ha'erev Vitaher. Tomei until the night time, until the Torah night. Right? So Pshut Tomei Ipsol Yom is Tomei. Chazal Darshin, that's instead of Tomei Ad Ha'erev Vitaher and not Vitamei Ad Ha'erev Vitaher. It doesn't mean Pshut Tomei until the night time and then becomes Tomei. Which is what I assume the Karaites would say. I mean, I don't know if nowadays they're seeking these things. But since it says Vitahir, the Torah is Lashon Avar, it means he's Tomei till the evening and he's also Tomei till the evening. How's he Tomei and Tomei? He has an in between level. Okay, but he's called Tomei. So as far as our main is very Pashut, is that a Tful Yom equals a Sheni. He's a Sheni for Chulin, he's a Sheni for Truim, he's a Sheni for Kodesh. Right? That is Shmizi. Right? He's a sheni. Does it ever say in Shas that a Tful Yom is a sheni? I mean, here, the Gemara uses the phrase ke'okel sheni, right? It never actually says he's a sheni in Shas. Okay, but we spara, we figure out that he's a sheni. The Tomei and the Erev Vitaher, well, he's not nothing, because it says Vitomei. He's not still a Rishon, which is this particular pasuk talking about him in this episode. We're starting with an Av, some are starting with a Rishon. Not still a Rishon, because it says Vitaher. So he's not a Rishon. He's not nothing. He's a Shemi. That makes a lot of sense. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says this many times, right? The Rambam seems to be very wed to the fact that a Tful Yom is a Shemi. Just to be fair, there's a lot of I didn't put you in front of the Makoros. I didn't even put on the Makoros the Rambam meant to quote earlier. I certainly didn't put on the Makoros every Rambam about Tful Yom. And there are many places where he says, well, he's a Shemi, but he's weakened. You know, he's a very cow of Shemi. But nonetheless, the Rambam calls him a Shemi. Why is it significant for me that the Rambam calls him a Shemi? Because I don't think the Shas ever calls him a Shemi. The Gemara never calls a Tful Yom a Shemi. Close you get if your mayor says, ke ochel Shemi. Not ochel, eating, but food. Which is, you know, a very indirect way of saying it. But, and maybe he only means shav into Rabbanan, and we don't pass like Rabbanan. Okay, we'll get to that. Says the Rambam, Helfus Avosat Toma. Says the Rambam. Yud Aleph. Perik Yud. The beginning of Halacha Yud. What does he say? Here we are. Kol Mistanga Amiru, etc., etc. Taval, after Tefillah. Harei Yukasheni Latoma Shiarev Shimshon. He's a Sheni, like a Sheni until Harei Shemesh. Shenever mind you over to me and I ever have been talking a cousin Carl Tful Yom Tomei. So if he's Tomei, he is a Sheni. Okay, Echad Tful Yom Tuma Chamura, like he was an Av, and Echad Tful Yom Mi Tuma Sheretz, that he was only Rishon. Kalaton Harei Shemesh, etc. Harei Yukasheni Latoma Shiarev Shimshon. He repeats again and again and again. A Tful Yom is a Sheni. A Kishin. Good point. Hold that thought. Meaning, under a mayor is Mamish a Sheni. And, but just let me build up a little suspense here. In Yud Aleph Gimel, Yud Aleph Aleph Kishin, Yud Aleph Beis Kishin, Yud Aleph Gimel. Here he's trying to figure out, Minayin Lo Chashlishi Basel Truma. How do we know there's such things as Shlishi in Basel Truma? How do we know Shlishi? How do we know Shlishi and Truma? Good question. And as a matter of fact, what he says is not exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, how do we know Shlishi and Truma? Through a Kal V'Chomer. What does he say? He says, how do we know Shlishi is Basel Truma? Shenamer Bo HaShemesh V'Tahir Yachar Yochel Men HaKodshim Nintza Tvul Yom Asher V'Truma Shiyarav Shimshim Tvul Yom Kid V'Truma Tell Yaz Har V'Shemesh Yim Nagam HaPasal If Tach Zed He Passes It Utvul Yom Kishen L'Tomo Utvul Yom is like a Sheni and if Tvul Yom Passes Truma it must be a Shlishi as possible in Truma. Halamata Shashen Yos a Shlishi V'Truma. He only knows Shlishi because Utvul Yom is a Sheni and Utvul Yom Passes Truma it must be a Shlishi as possible in Truma. Means it's not like he ends up in the end of his chain of logic with comparing the Tvul Yom to Shemi. He starts comparing Tvul Yom to Shemi, and based on those building blocks, he builds other things like a Shlishi Betruma. Again, he says Kishin. We'll get back to that. The Rambam seems to take very, very seriously this idea that Tful Yom is a Sheni. Now, the question is, though, go back to Perek Yud Halacha Gimel. If the Rambam passed like Rabbi Meir, he would have just said Sheni, would have left out the Keh, and Shalom al Yisrael. But I don't think anyone passed like Rabbi Meir. I mean, there aren't that many who showed up in the basket. What does the Rambam say in Perek Yud Halacha Gimel? Tful Yom, Posa, Ochle, Truma, Mashke, Truma, Ochle, Ochle, Hekdish, Machle, Hekdish, Posel, Hakol. He only passels Kodesh, meaning he makes it a Revi. Here he doesn't even say Shkin. Ah, he makes Truma Shlishi because he's a Shani. Okay. The Chenin Naga Mashin Shal Truma Tanei and Bahrain Shlishi Latoma. Naga Tolyom Mashin Shal Kodesh Teman Bahrain Revi Latoma. Chenin Naga Ople Kodesh Asan Revi. Okay. That's a little funny. He just said he's a Shani. Ariel said he didn't say Kishin was a Shani. But nonetheless, when he touches Kodesh, he only makes it a Revi. So here, I think the question is, what is this for Chachamim? A.B. will agree with me that if he were sitting down to write the Rambam Mishnah Torah, and he was trying to explain Tful Yom, and he passed it like a Chachamim, he probably would not have written time and time again, it's Sheni, it's Kesheni, the reason it makes Truma Shlishi is because it's a Sheni. He would have just written, Tful Yom passels anything with any sanctity. You know, it passels Truma, it passels Kodesh, it's not any particular level, because it depends what it's, there's no such thing as a different level depending on what it's touching generally. It's not any particular level, it's a unique kind of thing. That's what you would have written. Maybe you would have written it a little more mellifluously than I just expressed it. But that's not what the Rambam writes. The Rambam is shiny, 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 and it's posel hekdesh. Almost like saying it's a shiny, but now again, I'm not. It's clearly not a shiny. The chol devar v'inyan. It's a shiny, but it's a shiny with an asterisk. Right, it's a sheni that acts differently than other shenis. Most shenis make a shlishi in hekdesh, and this sheni makes a revi in hekdesh. But he's not willing to retract that it's a sheni. I mean, he takes a bigger sheni and sticks it into the chachamim unnecessarily. Now, I admit, you'll find me a few places in the Mishnah Torah in the Pirush Mishnah says, and it's a sheni that's very kav. Yeah. But still, I wouldn't have said it's a sheni at all. The Gemara never says it's a sheni. Only Reb Meir compares it to a sheni, and we don't paskin like him. Dr. Reb Meir is the only one in all of Shas who compares it to a sheni, and we don't paskin like him. I would say it means we don't paskin to a sheni. To me, it's a chiddush that the Rambam, you know, I just quoted you four times. Yud, Aleph, Yud, Beis, Yud, Gimel, Yud, Aleph, Gimel. Sure, you can find more times. He calls it a sheni and even uses that as a building block. That's not necessarily what I would have said. So, says the Rambam.
Isn't that really the critical point?
Correct, but that's also his choice that he built the system that way.
That's really a good
correct, critical point. He has that, but as a shame because he doesn't even know there's a shlishi in truma without bringing up the Tful Yom as a shame. Interestingly, right? If he didn't know Tful Yom was a shame, then how would he know that truma has a shlishi? Because for him, the only way he knew truma has a shlishi is because Tful Yom is a shame, which again is not what it says in the Gemara. Okay, why it says in the Gemara, I'm not going to answer now. The Gemara is a Kal v'chomer. Okay, fair enough. Says the Rambam, it is kisheni three times, sheni once, right? It is a sheni with kulas, right? It is a sheni / kisheni with, you know, with a kula. Man, it's only matame, it's only posel hekdesh. I think so, yes.
But isn't it clear that all the time you were going to do that? Ultimately, you were.
No, not at all.
So you just pass the truma.
Yes, but you're using circular logic, because maybe just possible truma means that it doesn't pass it on to more Gavino. Right? This is goofy enough as we started with. Just possibly it doesn't pass it on to all, or just possibly it doesn't pass it on to me. Right? So, if you assume, not like the Rambam here, you can just do the Rambam there. That's a good lot. Right? That's good for the machlokes. What does puzzle mean? So, but what would you and I have said? And I'm going to think Tosus thinks that. You would have said, no, Tful Yom is not any level. Tful Yom, think about this. Have you ever heard, I've heard of different levels of Tumah. How do you get different levels of Tumah? Well, if you're a source of Tumah, you're an Av. And if you contact that, you're a Rishon. If you contact that, you're a Shane. If you contact that, you're a Shlishin. If you contact that, you're a V, etc. You ever heard that? A Tumah, someone who has a certain level of Tumah, can just like do a half, fix himself, and go down to a lower level. There's really no precedent for that. There's no such thing as a Rishon where, well, if you sort of half Tovel, it becomes a Shane. You know? There's no such thing, other until now, as an Av, that, well, if you fix him halfway, he goes down to a Rishon, or Shani, or Shlishi, except for Tful Yom, right? Except for Tful Yom. Okay, perhaps we're closing verb. You have similar one as Tful Yom, or does not deal with that now. What? The concept generally a chain. Tful Yom breaks the concept of a chain. He's saying that Tful Yom is like, it's not that Tful Yom is a Shani because he touched himself when he tovel. No. It's that, first of all, that would work, and then you'd be Rishon, but that would be silly anyway. It's that a Tful Yom is a Sheni, just because he lowered his Tumah. Okay, that's a Chiddush who says there's such thing as lowering Tumah that can get you down to another level. And what you and I would have said in the Chachamim, and that's where we're surprised by the Rambam, is that a Tful Yom is not a Sheni. A Tful Yom is a new, unique din called a Posel. He's not any level of Tumah. He's something called a posel. Therefore, to chulin, he doesn't do anything. Because you can't actually, I know they use the word posel sometimes, you can't actually posel chulin because chulin and no kedusha. To truma, he posels it, and to kodesh, he posels it. So maybe what you could say is that it's not any level. It's a new din of posel. There's a new thing called posel. That's not any level of tuma. Meaning, a tful yom is not a source of tuma at all. Remember, tful yom could be a person. Doesn't have to be a person, right? Tful yom could also be a kli. It could also be a kli. As a matter of fact, the pasuk that I quoted before about mind you bought the command of the hair is not a kli. But there are parallel psukim about people, right? A tful yom.
The pasuk talks about person.
Yeah, the pasuk says the same phrase about people. A tful yom is not any level of tuma. A Tful Yom is just a special rule of Posel, meaning there's no Tuma, not there's no Be'etzem level of Tuma in a Tful Yom. It's just a something which is a remnant of Tuma, a shadow, an echo of Tuma. There's some trace of Tuma left here. It's not a level of Tuma.
Is that because
it's not a quantitatively lower level of Tuma. It's a qualitatively, there's the trace of the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah is Miskayim. There's a Roshim of Tumah, even though there's no Tumah. And what does the Torah say? That Roshim of Tumah is not appropriate for Truma and Hekdesh, not appropriate for things that are called Kodesh in the Chumash, right? Remember, the Chumash, Kodshim also means Truma, right? The Achayu Chavana Kodshim means Truma. Vashem is Shetahir, Achayu Chavana Kodshim. But you don't mean Kodshim, you don't mean Truma, as I'll say that means Truma, not Kodshim. That trace Roshim is Kayim of Tumah. Is a steer to kutchen. It passels kutchen. But it's a special fellow's posel and not any level of Tumah that we know of. It's a special fellow's posel. It's a special fellow's posel.
That's because he went to the mikvah already?
Because he went to the mikvah already. Because English is late Tumah. Right now, what I want to claim is that that this machlokas between the Rambam and perhaps, if you'll allow me the latitude, what we would have thought. Yeah.
Why can't we fit this into the Rambam also? That's why he uses the word Kishani. Why does it say Kishani? There's three levels, and it's Kishani for two of them. And for one of them, it's not. So he's giving a... He's saying...
I hear what you're saying, but I'd like to think that if I was writing the Rambam, there were three types of things, I wouldn't name something after what it is for two of them as opposed to for one of them.
It's for the majority of the year, but that's why he doesn't use the word Kishani.
Correct.
You just say Shani, and then it would be a Shani with a specific...
I hear the time you could say it. I just think that the... I can't deny that it's possible. It's very hard to deny that things are possible. But it's not mistabbing me that Rambam would have gone out of his way so much to call... Keep in mind, it's one thing, Mela, if he had a reason he had to call it a shame. Mela, if the Gemara called it a shame, you'd say, oh, he's just copying the Lashon, et cetera. It's like a shame, et cetera. But, like, he on his own has to mention many, many times like Shani without any necessity. Not like that, as Amy points out. He has, you say, well, he called it a Shani because he knows it's like a Shani for two things. For Hulun's like a Shani, for Truma's like a Shani. How does he know for Truma's like a Shani? Because it makes a Shlishi and Truma. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says the other direction. How does he know it makes a Shlishi and Truma? Because it's a Shani. So the Rambam doesn't say, I'm calling it a Shani because I know Apostle's Truma. Because I know it makes a shlishi and truma. The Rambam says, I know it makes a shlishi and truma because it's called a sheni. So it's almost as if the Rambam knew it was called a sheni before he even decided that it was called a shlishi and truma. No, he's definitely not like the Chachamim. Because he passed like the Chachamim Furish, that it makes a Revi'i Bakodesh. Everyone passed like the Chachamim. That's why the Rambam is a Chiddush. If he like Rambam wouldn't be a Chiddush. If he like Rambam, I think all of Rishonim would agree with him. Even within the Chachamim, he is a big Chiddush. The Pashtus, the Chachamim is not any level. The round Kaddish is like a shady. What I want to tie it is, obviously, you see where I'm going, is that the Nafkamina is the Nafkamina we have on the board here. If he's like a shady with certain exceptions, then, okay, sometimes there's an exception, but until you know an exception, is like a shady. So when he touches Truman, he makes it a regular Shlishi. Matter of fact, that's the Rambam's archetype of Shlishi. What I want to say, what's the Nafkamina? Let's see, Tful Yom. Lefi Chachamim. Here's the Rambam. Here we would say, not any level, just Posel. While the Rambam says he's a Shani or Kishani, sometimes says Kishani, sometimes says Shani. I understand he usually says Kishani, but it's interesting that he's not mocking all the time. Say Kishani. At least, I don't know, frankly, but at least looks printed here. Kishani. Kishani, but he makes Kodesh a Revi'i, unlike a normal Shani. Kishani was an asterisk, but I want to say maybe the Nafkamina is exactly our issue, right? What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina might be, what about a Shlishi Haba Machmas Tful Yom. If the Rambam says like a Shani with limited exceptions, the exceptions are limited. But he's like a Shani until proven otherwise. In which case, it would be a regular Shlishi, and therefore it would make a Revi'i Bakodesh, which is what Rima Dyke's the Shita of one day in Tosfos and Chulin, and the Rambam himself, right? That's the Rambam himself, Barinicha, right? The Rambam, I think the Rambam's the Shitase. He takes pains called a Shani, unlike any other. You don't find the other Shani called a Shani. I think a lot of Shani discuss it, Shani do. You don't find him calling a Shani. And he's the one who thinks that it really makes a regular Shlishi. The Rambam, Rashi, one day in Tosfos and Chulin. But if you say that he's just a Posel, then I'm not saying it's Mukhrach. You say he's just a Posel. But nonetheless, whatever he touches has to fit into some pre-existing 11 category. But you certainly would be attracted to say, I would say probably even, it's not Mochrich. You don't say he's a special Chalos Posel. But nonetheless, when he touches Truma, he makes the Shlishi, like, you have to fit into the Halachic framework. You can't make up the categories. You can make up the categories. And that's exactly what Tosfos is saying. What is Tosfos saying? Just like, he doesn't mention the word Chachamim. He just quotes the Gemara that's B'dai Kedushim. Just like the Pasuk, like the Chachamim, then he doesn't fit into any category. What's those things? Just like the Chachamim say, he's not any level. He's a new category of a Posel. Therefore, he makes Kodesh or Revi'i, makes Truma Shlishi. Likewise, what he touches doesn't fit into a category. If he doesn't fit into a category, what he touches also doesn't fit into a category. What he touches also not a regular level. It's not a Shlishi or a Revi'i or an anything. What he touches is a special chalos psol that's different than any other level. It's not any level. We'll call it a shlishi, but it's not any level. Probably unique halos of psul, but not any level. Yeah, you want to call it a shlishi, fine. I understand we call it a shlishi. We're not nimna from calling it a shlishi, but it's not really a shlishi. It's really different than any, but not, let me see. But not really any level. Which is the Tosos in Psachim and in Chulin in his third Teretz, where he said, for sure, the Chacham hold like what I said in Psachim. It's only that it's Abishol talking the other side. And for Abishol and Rebeir, we don't want such an interesting Chakira. So I think here, I'm seeing King one step further. The Chakira is he a Shani? Or is he a new, unique category of soul? It's a roshem of tuma that is not a level of tuma. It's just inadmissible in kachim. And Tosfos take one step further. Not only is the one that's Tzul Yom himself is a unique category and not a standard level, what he touches is also a unique category and not a standard level. That unique category is soul and not shlishi. Because a shlishi can pass on to some things, not others. This is just a unique category of soul.
Take a typical shame, either Truma or Kachim, and either one of those could then just not be Kachim. But Tzul Yom, according to Rambam,
he's Metami Kachim, which would not be Metami Kachim, but if he's Metami Chulin, which would be Metami Kachim. And you're saying that's
not Chulin, not Chulin.
That's Truma. Correct. According to these other Shitas, if I'm a Tzul Yom, if I touch Kachim, only possible one. If I touch kachim meat that's touching another kachim meat, only the first one is possible. If I touch truma that's touching kachim meat, they're both possible. It's worse if I touch truma than if I touch kachim, paradoxically, ironically.
And the truma stuff can't be touching truma. So you're like a shady in, like, let's say, one out of those three possibilities. Yet Ram still felt like, well, it makes sense if I try.
No, two. So shady is Passes truma, which can't pass it on to another truma.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, you're right. It's funny that it's ironic. If I touch kachim, which touches kachim, that's okay. If I touch truma, which touches kachim, that's not okay. The answer is because that's the nature of weird exceptions. I'm ashamed. It was a weird exception. And it's funny. And again, it's not just the rabbi. I think it's very first the rabbi. It's also one of the days of some cool.
And then I was blessing Ron Don. Try to explain this, but then I'm going to add this way, call it a shame. Like, that's just what's a little bit hard. Like, it's kind of fundamentally like a shame, but also not.
It's like a shame, except when it touches touch and it makes it a repeat. The rest works, because you made a false assumption in your question.
Maybe that's a bit of a
Okay, maybe. Sure. Although you have to figure out why.
Somehow there's a special reference.
Correct. Well, you have to figure out why that is, I admit. Oh, you have to think about it. Yes. I hear the time. You just have to think about it.
Also,
Uh-oh.
He quoted somebody who said that in the Dhamma to Taurus, and I was from the Taurus, and he puts it on the other side. Basically, something that he said in that
Dhamma, he was never going to look. So, in that Dhamma, he says, like, a shame, but it's cow.
No, more. More, even.
Oh, yeah,
when, yeah. They quote it, but maybe couldn't find it. The fishoeno shel sheni alemis shehu kvar tahor.
It's not really a sheni. Okay, that's a strong formulation.
It's almost like a tie. It's almost like
maybe you didn't look speaking. Hard enough. I don't know. Okay, we have Tanai in there. Fine, let's leave that for Ian. Anyway, what I want to just...
That would be the motivation for the Mishnah Torah.
Oh, good, correct. Now, I just want to point out one other thing. Where else do we find that Tzul Yom is unique in our Gemara? As a total tangent. Kol HaPosel Satruma, the Tavi Mashin is true. Remember the theory of us. Anything that is a Rishon or Sheni, that would Pasel Truma, makes Mashin a Rishon.
So what happened?
By the way, you know Halacha L'Maisa, that's like one of the most Chomer Halachas in Shas. Right? Like, all of life is, like, you know, easy. Because after all, you don't worry so much about Toma, because, like, every step goes down one, so you're always on the safe side, you know. except for Maskin. All of a sudden, Maskin filled up one. Right? Av, Rishon, Shani. Maskin, Rishon. Shani, Rishon. Okay. That's very good to cover in regular life. That's going to be a big challenge. Here we go. But everything that is Mita, Posel Truma makes Maskin the Tila, makes, except for Tvulyom. Tvulyom is the only thing that doesn't make Mashkin Tila. It makes Mashkin Shlishi, meaning makes does nothing to Mashkin Tvulin. And it basically makes Mashkin of Truma a, and makes Mashkin of Truma a Shlishi. According to us, makes Mashkin of Kodesh or V. We pass like five. So, interestingly, why is it that Tful Yom is the exception? Why is everything else but Tami Mashkin Yoskila, but Tful Yom is an exception, right? Why is Tful Yom not Mitame Mashkin Lios Tchila? Right? So I think if we take the approach we're associating with Tosos here, it's very pashut why Chazal made that exception. Right, everything, meaning even very kal drabanan things like yodayim, right? Yodayim are very kal, right? Samulayim are shani. Any shani or rishon, any shani makes mashkin a tchila, even a shani drabanan, except for tful yom, which is on rishon. It's very strange. Every drabanan makes mashkin a tchila, except for tful yom, which is on rishon, which does make mashkin a tchila. Why is that? I think more than the Tosim Sukh makes perfect sense. Chazal, they can do whatever they want. But conceptually, they couldn't bring themselves to be gozer that it's full yom. And don't tell me, oh, because like it's too impractical to be so machmir. I don't understand. They made everyone's hands make mashkin and tchila. They made everything in the world makes mashkin and tchila. How many people are tful yoms? And for how long are they tful yoms? Right? Practically, you'd be much better off saying that it's Tful Yom makes Mashkin Tchila and some of the other things don't. And Yodayim don't, or something else doesn't. No. But Chazal understood conceptually that would be against the nature of Tful Yom. The whole nature of Tful Yom is that he can't make anything Tame, he's only a Posel. Right? The whole nature of Tful Yom is that it's a Posel Ve'inu Matame. So even when we're willing to make things go up levels, sometimes you can go up levels instead of down levels. But that's only when you're talking about transmitting regular Toma. A Tful Yom doesn't have regular Toma. He's just a special, unique halos soul. So then it's very Nicha. A Nicha. That's very Nicha. The whole nature of Tful Yom is Posel Ve'eino Matame. The whole nature of Tful Yom is that he doesn't make things a Darbil Toma. So I understand. He's not a Shani to make a Shlishi. He's not a Rishon to make a Shani. He's unique then. Even Chazal say a Shani can make a Rishon, still, that's a Shani makes a Rishon. It's just part of the chain, but the chain works, goes backwards sometimes. That's the whole nature of Tful Yom. If you understand, like the Rambam is a Shani with certain exceptions, then it becomes a little trickier. Like, why would this be an exception? And here it gets tricky, meaning, could you pull the Rambam closer and closer and closer and closer? But what's fascinating, Rashi, or the Rishash, is very upset at this Rashi. What does Rashi add on our sugya about Kolod Posel as a Truma Tamashin Tchila Chutzmi Tful Yom? He says, Chutzmi Tful Yom, She Posel Truma Min HaTorah. He passes Truma Min HaRaisa, Xeris HaKosav, he has Xeris HaKosav, and we call up Yiklis HaTomi today, but nonetheless, his Toma is weak. The Logos relapse of Mashkin Tchila, and they weren't goals that they make Mashkin Tchila. His Toma is weak. Yeah, but his Toma is not any weaker than your Yodayim and other things. The Ein Divrei Torah Tzrichin Chizuk. Okay, this is a very difficult Rashi. The Rishash says he doesn't know how to make sense of this Rashi. Ein Divrei Torah Tzrichin Chizuk. Why? That because his Toma is Doraisa. They didn't need to make so many Xeros because Doraisas don't need so much safeguarding. Because people take it seriously anyway. So Yodayim and other Garbon people don't take it seriously. They made extra Chizuk, so people take it seriously. A Doraisa, people already take it seriously. They didn't have to worry so much. And that's what Rashi says. And the Rishash has many problems. His main problem being that we don't find that by other cases of Doraisa that they said they're not Matami Mashkin Lios Klila. Like there are other Doraisas, and other Doraisas are Matami Mashkin Lios Klila. So he has a lot of trouble with Rashi. And Rashi is here, I admit. Rashi is Rashi is very mechudesh. Rashi here is very mechudesh. Somehow, I think what you have to say is that, well, we know already that Tolyom is a different category than other shenis. You know, other shenis are similar category shenis. The rice and the shenis Rabbanan are very similar to each other. You know, you have a piece of meat. Whether it's a sheni the rice or sheni the Rabbanan, it's such a mishmash. After all, we don't have all the time to open the rice and Rabbanan. We don't have mash the time to open the rice and Rabbanan. You know, you're not going to mechalik in some case. You're not going to mechalik in every case between the rice and Rabbanan. There's a lot of cases that the rice isn't the Rabbanan sheni. The diet, those are always the Rabbanan. Talking about food that's a sheni, no one keeps track of what's the rice and Rabbanan. But it's full yom. It's like, maybe the only case. Here I'm answering the Rashash. The Rashash says, how come we know the rices were not mako? Now, other derices are not clear categories that you always know what's the rice and what's the rabbanan. What's the rice? This loaf of bread is a sheni, derisa. Who knows the difference between a loaf of bread is a sheni, derisa, loaf of bread is a sheni, rabbanan? They made it across the board, Xavier. But tefillah yom is a clear category that looks different than everything else. Tefillah yom, derisa doesn't need chizuk. It's just strange. Why did the Rashi need to add that a tefillah yom doesn't need chizuk? Why do you need to add that a tefillah yom doesn't need chizuk? Why didn't you just say tefillah yom is different? That's the nature of tefillah yom. So I wonder if here, now the Rashi, I don't have a Rambam who says the same as this. As a matter of fact, I admit the Rambam doesn't say the same as this in the Pirush Mishnayos. But maybe you could say, Yesh Lomar, Kirashi, Didivrei Torah, Ein, Shrichin Chizuk. Maybe, really, they should have been gozer by a Tful Yom. After all, a Tful Yom is a Shani with exceptions, but he's still a kind of Shani. So maybe they should have been goes by Tful Yom. They weren't going to go by Tful Yom because Doraisas don't need chizuk. So maybe I get what I'm basically claiming is that this Rashi goes with this Rambam. You know, goes with this Rambam. And this Rashi goes with this Rashi. That we see in the Rambam and Rashi, they need to... It's not pasha to them that Tful Yom breaks all the rules. You need to say different Torah. You need a technical different Torah to chizuk to explain why he breaks all the rules. Well, what I'm telling you is that the whole chap of our tosis in our study is that it's obvious that Tful Yom breaks the rules. The rule of Tful Yom is that not that it breaks the rules, but that it has its own rule which has nothing to do with the existing structure of transmission of Torah that we're used to. So tosis shouldn't even have to explain anything here. While Rashi, should feel a little uncomfortable and need to say something, even though that something needs a little work. After all, you know, how we differentiate this device and other devices, maybe we could do it, maybe we can't do it. You know, maybe you could say, well, it's part that it's a little weaker, but and part that the individual is weaker. But I think it's not coincidence that if I'm reading Rashi properly, he was more like the Rambam than Tosos, and he felt the need to add this extremely technical consideration of the Torah Street Chizuk. Let me just add one last thing, which is really a raya. It really works much better, I think, if you don't take the side of the Rambam here, and maybe even means perhaps that the Rambam couldn't have taken the side so seriously, etc. But we do have all kinds of funny kulas by Tful Yom. The Mishnah beginning of Tful Yom has all kinds of funny kulas by Tful Yom, which are perplexing. Why you get these funny kulas by Tful Yom? Because they're clearly not practical. It's not like Chazal looked and said, we don't want to make life too hard for Yidden, so let's make this this kula. You know, they're clearly purely conceptual. But in the Mishnah, the very first paragraph of Tful Yom has all these sort of random halachas where we're machmer for everything else, and we're makel for Tful Yom. Such as, for example, the beginning of the second is Tful Yom, Hamachanis chalos al menas lahafresh v'noshku. You put the chalos together and they sort of stick a little to each other. Beisham by over chibur tful yom esilah or ain't a chibur. We pass the avdi like beisilah, right? Beisham by great shayach. That it's not considered to be the same piece for tful yom. Meaning, if a tful yom touches one of them, he's not counting all of them as if they're one piece. No, he's only counting one he touches because they're separate pieces. Here is all these cases of things that are like stuck to each other a little, but not hard. They're basically stuck to each other softly, but not tightly. Beis Shammai says they're considered one piece, and therefore if you touch it, you're probably all of them. Beis Hillel says they're separate pieces. The first one you touch is the puzzle, and the rest of them are okay. And says the end of Mishnah, their mode is considered one piece for other tuma, whether tuma kala or hamura. I mean, hamura and avata, you know, sheretz, etc., even kala, you know, yadayim and other kala things. What do we see? We see that there's different standards of chibur, of what's one piece and what's 12 pieces, for tefillin and for everything else, which is very, very peculiar. Some of the Rishonim say, well, really, this only difference to Rabbanan. No, midaraisa, they're never mechubur. Just to Rabbanan, they're chibur for everything else and not for tefillin. Even so, that's strange. Like, even if it's Rabbanan, why would they say this is considered one piece for everything else in the Torah, but considered more than one piece for the purpose of Tful Yom? Okay, you have similar things in Halacha Hey there, although it's Machlok, as we've shown him, whether this is also talking about Chibur, or this is talking about Chalosh and Ochel. But, Sa'ora, Makrosem, Mashay, Klufim, Atea, Vechilzva, the Sa'ora and the Kusemes with the shells on, etc. The Chacham is saying they're Torah v'tful yom, they're Tame and everything else. Okay. Also here, it's Machlok Shoshone whether it is also Kashem Chibur, but the shell is Machover to the piece and therefore transmits the Tum or not, which is the same with the Mishnah Aleph, where this question of what's the Kalish of Hokal. The Maisa, we have all these cases where we're more Mega by tful yom, and we're more machmer by everything else in the Torah, whether it's kal or chor. So it always mystified me, like, why would Chazal be machmer and everything else in Dafka Mekel and Tful Yom? It's clearly not a practical reason. Not that hard to be a little more nizar when you're in Tful Yom, you know, and either way you're touching the more thing, you know, what's, you know. It's not like practically to fix society. We need to say, well, if anyone else touches a bunch of bread that are stuck to each other, he passes all the bread. But it's, well, yo, only passes the one loaf of bread. That's not going to change anyone's life practically. It's clearly something conceptual. Why are we so conceptually make a bite full yom and not by anything else? So I think these Mishnayos really, really work well if you take the derech of Tosos here. Right? These Mishnayos really work well. You say that Hacham, that's not a shame at all. It's not even a shame with exceptions. It's really, it resembles a shaming sometimes, coincidentally, but it's really a totally new kind of chalos, meaning it's not even transmitting tumah, it's just passeling. Everything else transmits tumah. Even what we call passeling, even when a shlishi b'kodesh touches a rebi b'kodesh, and only makes it passel, it's transmitting tumah. Everything else transmits tumah. A tful yom doesn't transmit any tumah, he doesn't have tumah to transmit, he just has a roshim of tumah. He just has a trace of tumah. A tful yom doesn't transmit tumah. A tful yom just passels. And maybe the rules of passeling are different than the rules of transmitting tumah. For example, when I touch lobes that are stuck to each other a little, to transmit tumah, you can transmit through the whole thing. But if I'm not transmitting anything, it's just passeling. Only what touched it passel, and what didn't touch the tful yom did not passel. Okay, I realize I'm not a full explanation of why it works out particularly that way. But I think that it makes a lot of sense. If you take that the first is not any level, it's just a chalos posel, then niha hamishnayos beperek aleph the tful yom. That makes a lot of sense. Why are there random differences in all the areas of the Torah between tful yom and everything else? Because everything else is part of the framework, the marechet of transmitting tumah. And tful yom doesn't transmit tumah. It's just a psul. A psul has different rules than transmitting tumma, whether it's daraisa, whether it's darbanan, depending if you ask. Then it really makes a what? Oh no, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. Then it really makes a lot of sense. Again, if the Rambam really views it as more of a shaming, then it's going to become. Then it's going to become a little trickier. As a matter of fact, now I'm going to start to get a little confused. Like, if it's really shamey, why were there more mako of the shamey than any other shamey? And you know, I'm going to have to. I maybe there's some good explanation I haven't thought of. What? Yeah, but at a certain point that becomes dumb.
It's just kulas instead of kulas.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking at Sirhian for now, what I'm saying is that if you look at the evidence points very, very strongly that it's not a lower level of Tumah. It's not even a level of Tumah. It doesn't even have the same rules as to what it touches and what it's considered to be touching, what it's not considered to be touching, right? That it's really just a unique halos called a trace of Tumah is posel, and not that it's metame on any level. And I really think it's meduyuk when you start to look at all the exceptions to it. And it's interesting that Rashi has to make excuses for the exceptions. And I wonder if the Rambam, at least in the Mishnah Torah, might make excuses for the exceptions. I don't know. The Rambam in the, even the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam doesn't give specific excuses for the exceptions. He just says, well, it's very makel.
Are we talking about a specific
kind of challah, like Lachora, we're talking about truma. We're talking about truma. Because challah, we're talking about literally challah, which is l'inyan, l'inyan truma. Yesh l'ayin here. All right, yesh l'ayin. But definitely, I think the evidence points towards it being a very, very unique chalos and not any level of Tumah, which would then explain very nicely, or at least the beginning of the Mishnah is there, explain why he's posel in Matame, is explain why he's not Matame Mashal Nishtchilo, explain why, according to Chachamim, he's treated as a Shlishi for Kodesh, but as a Shani for Truma and Kulin, because he's not really anything. And then you take it one step further. I understand you're taking one step further. That's where we're probably. If you take it one step further, you get to Tosfos on Argaf. Not only is a Tfulyom unique, even what's touched by a Tfulyom is unique and doesn't fit into the previous level category. Correct, okay. Because you might have said the Tfulyom is posel, but whatever he touches has to fit into the pre-existing halachic categories. You might have said, okay, so that's a little bit the Tfulyom, maybe there's certainly makom for more Ion, which we'll leave for now. That's in the Gemara. But the Gemara doesn't say anything about Shane, but that the Torah calls him Tommy is in the Gemara and in the Pasuk. Yeah. Okay, Chaim, when you get a chance to say. Okay. I just want to take a few minutes now to talk about something very fascinating that comes up in our Sugya, which really does not get any press in the Tosfos here, although it gets lots of press in the other version of Tosfos on our daf, Barichos Gedola, which is the din of Terahari Yukachala, right? Terahari Yukachala is a very strange, unique din, right? They know it's a strange, unique din because or it's very strange din, at least. Every other thing that's Matami something goes down a level, or at least almost. Well, Kerrig Kolo, the whole chap of Kerrig Kolo, then it doesn't go down a level. That's the whole Kiddush, that's the whole drush of Kerrig Kolo, that you think goes down a level and doesn't go down a level. Okay, so this is there's a few questions we can ask about this. One is, there's a very, very famous conversation that happened between Rabbi Tam and Chaim Cohen. I think this conversation is mostly famous because Rav Chaim Cohen had a good quip, had a good one-liner. Rabbi Tam held, it's interesting, I didn't give you every Tosos and Shas, but there are different Mesoras when Gabali Tosos, so whether Rabbi Tam changed his mind after his conversation with Rav Chaim Cohen or not. The Urayim, and maybe one or two Tosos and Shas, assume that, no, Rabbi Tam's kept his day. Well, most Tosos and Shas assumes he changed his mind. What Rabbi Tam held? Rabbi Tam held that a nazir is begaleach on the tumah of cheruv yukachala. Okay, what do you mean? Cheruv yukachala is a certain darg of tumah. The darg of tumah less one of the poly, right? If the cheruv touches the cholah, the cholah is aviyavos, the cheruv is aviyavos. If the cheruv touches the tmeinase is an av, the cheruv is an av, which is exactly what it says in our sugya, that the nair is an av. The question is, there are certain halachos which apply dafka to Tumas Mace and not to other kinds of Tumah, regardless of the level. that those are Nazir and Tumas Kohanim, right? A Nazir who has any other kind of Tumah doesn't bother him whatsoever. But a Nazir is Ne'el Lameis, meaning he loses all his Naziris, he has to shave and start again. And Tumas Kohanim, a Kohen, any other kind of Tumah doesn't bother him, but a Kohen is an Issur D'Oraisa, it's a lot, being Ne'el Lameis. So what about Cherubim Cholot? Cherubim Cholot counts as a mace. La'inyan, Yiluach of a Nazir, and La'inyan, the Yisr of Tum. Okay, Yiluach of a Nazir is not a mace nowadays, but at least La'inyan, we hope, not supposed to be a Nazir nowadays, but at least La'inyan is what's going on, which is very mace nowadays. So what are we being a Tom held? We're being a Tom held that Cherubim Cholot, any metal queen which was in the room with the mace, in the all with the mace, becomes Cherubim Cholot. And a Kohen's not allowed to walk into the room with that metal kli. Just like the Kohen can't be in the building in an ohel with a mace, he can't be in an ohel with any kli mateches that was near a mace. A Kohen is muzer on an ohel of cherubim kolol. Said Rechaim back to Rabbi Tam, he said, very nice for you to be a big talker because you're Yisrael. It doesn't make any difference to you. But he famously said to him, is it bias a share tivnu li? Meaning, what house can I ever go into? Right? Every house is going to have some kli that was once in a room with a mace, which means a kohen can't go into any house, which is very impractical. Okay, not to mention some of the later Rishonim, they find all kinds of technical proofs from Shas that it's, a kohen is allowed to go into some houses. It's not so hard to prove from Shas that a kohen's not also to go into any house.
It's called a safe house.
Any stam house. It's clear in Shas, a Kohen can go into a stam house. Okay, so interesting, the Urain still paskins that a Kohen can't go into a house with a cher, with a cher, very, very, very strangely. Levi said no one else agrees with that in the entire world. And most of all, the assume Urain and Tom changed his mind. But that brings up a very, very fascinating question. Meaning, Urain and Tom seems to have a point. Right now, who has been in Shir for a while? If they argue about whether a Kohen can be Nitma to a Cher of Harir Kacholol, how many possibilities are there about what they're arguing about?
Two.
They could be arguing about Harir Kacholol or about Tomas Kohen slash Nazir, right? And then it's not clear they have to go together. One more than applies, or even sets it. It's not clear they have to go together. Let's assume for our purpose they go together, especially since, a Nazir is similar to a Kohen in many ways. So, if here we see the Nazir Megaleach on a Cherev Harei Hu Kecholol, says Rebbe Tam, at least at first, yes? Says Rav Chaim Cohen, and the other Rishonim, no. The array, I might put on the cross sheet, Kitaka Paskins.
Sorry, this is my focus whether or not. Is it my focus about specifically eating an ohel or eating touching?
Good question.
That's another one.
Correct. The Machlokas was about an ohel, but it seems like the main point of the Machlokas, the way the Rishonim analyzed it, was whether a Kohen is Musar. So you're right, the Machlokas was whether a Kohen is Musar on the ohel. But it seems like their main point was not the ohel, but the Kohen point, even though the ohel is also a locus. Correct. I mean, you could answer the practical question of Isa Sheretiv Nuvi by saying, you could answer the practical question by saying, a Kohen is Mosar Kherikon Kolo. But Kherikon is not a time of the ohel, so it's not a problem. Just don't touch it. You could, correct. But that's not where Chaim Cohen himself held. Where Chaim Cohen himself held that a coin is just not Moser. So you're right, that would solve the technical problem. But that's not where Chaim Cohen himself held. There are many ways to solve the technical problem. You can also say, like the recent Moti and the Gohomim in the Rabbanano, that it's only called Cherish Kol if it killed someone. Most houses don't suddenly kill someone. There are a few ways to solve the practical problem. But let us, but this is what they actually seem to hold. If they could have held something else. So what are they arguing about? So how do we analyze this? So one, you could say that it's a machlokes b'inyan dine kohen v'nazir. And what could you say? You could say that the machlokes is what's the law of the kohen? Is the lav going to go near a base? Or is the lav going to become a tmei base? To get the darga of tmei base, right? We need 7 days and azar shlishi ushi. Right? So you could say that he holds that no. Kohen is Osir Leos Tmeimis. Right? Hata'un Hazas Gimel Vizayim. A Kohen has to stay away from a high level of Tumah. The Torah didn't command him to stay away from a low level of Tumah. If he becomes Tumi for one day, Nishka Ferach. Obviously, the Torah didn't forbid him from becoming a Zav or a Mitzorah, because that's not up to him, so he's not forbidden from. Right, and the Torah forbade him from a high level of Tumah. How do you recover for 7 days and he has actually shvit to become so Tumah? The Torah didn't let him become so Tumah. Right, and obviously, a Cherubim Kolam makes him just as Tumah, according to everyone with the Rabban, as the Mace himself. That's all point, Cherubim Kolam. While the other Rishonim would say, no, a Kohen is only Osir Tame the Mace. And it's not a Mace. He gets Tumah's Mace, but it's not a Mace. So if you say the Isser is the Mace and what Ruth and Nuziris is the Mace, then it wasn't a Mace. If you say, no, it's a high level of Tumah, he got a high level of Tumah. That's one analysis. But perhaps more relevant for us, right? More interesting, at least for us right now. Maybe it's Machlokes, the Inyan, Cherev, Harehu Kechalal, Yaakov. Which letter on the board would our eyes be focused on now? The Kith, right? This is the most classic Kith Hakira in the book, right? Cherev, Harehu Kechalal. Mamish lechalal or dome lechalal, right? Shave lechalal or dome lechalal, right? That's the old, every kid causes you to be curious. Inquiring minds want to know when everyone's a kid. Is that an equation or is that merely a comparison? So, if you say, Meir Tam says that cherev lechalal mamish. No. A cherev takes on the status of a chalal. Okay, then it's a mace. No. Cherev mitame domya de chalal. Yeah, the cherev mitame you a high level tuma, like the chalal is mitame you a high level tuma, but that doesn't mean maybe he's even an avios. But that doesn't mean he's like a chalal. That just means he's a different type of high-level Tumah. So maybe they're arguing that how literally to take cherev harehu kecholo, and then this is a general question. When we say cherev harehu kecholo, how literally do we intend that? Is the cherev mamish like a cholo, or is the cherev just similar in some ways to a cholo, but really a different category of Tumah? The Tumah was transmitted. It was just transmitted strongly, right? That's really the question, right? The cherev becomes a chalal, or the chalal transmits strongly to the cherif. Okay. What?
I'm not really understanding the difference between two answers. It sounds like they're kind of the same.
The one is saying that. Let's see. One is saying that the Kohen, when the Torah says a Kohen couldn't be Matami Lameis, does that mean the Kohen can't get himself a high level Tumah? Or the Kohen can't go near an actual dead body? Here it's not an actual dead body, but it's a high level Tumah. That's two ways of understanding the Isser of Kohanim. But we're admitting it's a high-level Tumah, it's not a dead body. Here we're saying, no. The Torah said he can't be nitma to a mace. The question is a cholo considered like a mace, or is a cholo not considered like a mace? Is the cholo? You're right. So maybe saying it's pasha. What does the Torah say? The Torah doesn't tell this Kohen, don't go near an actual dead body. It's not an actual dead body. The Torah also doesn't tell this Kohen, don't get a high-level Torah. Because for sure a high-level Torah. The Torah says, don't go next to a heft of Tumas Meis. And the question is this a heft of Tumas Meis? A cherev mamash atolo? Or no, this is a heft of something with nitma from the Meis. It's just nitma on a higher level. And there, maybe I'll illustrate a little more, right? What are we basically going to ask ourselves? We are going to ask ourselves, basically just to open up a can of worms, how literal is cherev harei hu kecholo? Is cherev mamish like a cholo? Or is cherev just, is cherev mamish like a cholo? Or is cherev just a higher level tuma than other tvemes? Right? Cherev harei hu kecholo. I'm not saying you always have to be consistent here, but, you know, it's all proven otherwise. Yes. A little different, but maybe we'll get that. But yeah, I'd say very similar to Cholol Mamish, or no, it's just a strong Tumah acquired, transmitted, I would even say, from the Meis. It's a strong Tumah from the Meis. What might be the nafkamina? Nafkamina might be number one, Kohen, the Nazar, maybe, unless you say a different one. If it's Cholol Mamish, then you should say, like for being Tam and the Sefer Yerayim, that a Kohen is Musar and a Nazar is Megaleach. I guess the Nazar will also be Musar, right? That's the nafkamina floor, because the Nazar is not Musar even. Not even Chachilos or other Thomas. As opposed to, you would say, like the other Rishonim, Eino Musar, right? Although I said, even if you say it's Cholol Mamish, you might still say that's not what they're, so maybe, right? That's the one way of analysis. This would come up in a lot of other issues, meaning, is a Cholol Mamish Batami the same as a, is Cholol Mamish Batami the same as a Meis? So one Nafkamina could be, how about, Hazas Shlish Yushini, right? Says the Ramban, big finish. This is Shitas Yochanan the Ramban. He says, really? He says, not even the high levels, right? This Ramban, like you're all, even the first one, says the Ramban, if I touch a mace, I'm coming for 7 days, and I need Hazah of the Paraduma Shlish Yushini. If I touch a Cherev Kolo, I'm coming for 7 days, but I don't need Hazah's Paraduma. Even nowadays, if I touch a Cherev Kolo, I just wait 7 days to go to the Mikvah. Well, I use the dive in the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Choshe yigal pnei asadeh b'chalal cherev over meis over etzem adam b'kari yitmash shvas yamin." If you touch the chalal cherev, you're tummy shvas yamin. But then it says that the hizah al ha'ohel etc. Hazah the al hanugia the etzem over chalal over meis over kavir. It says chalal not cherev, not chalal cherev. Says the diet, you need to have 7 days tuma without hazah. That's clearly saying it's not like a meis, right? So then, for sure, you would need, meaning, what are we saying? The person was nitma from the cherev, right? Hanitma min ha-cherev. Sar hazah, which is the opinion of all the Rishonim. If you said it, you could still say strong toma, so strong toma, that's all right, but you could say, like Ramban, that hanitva min hacherev eino tavon hazah. Okay, we find many other machlokes like this. Like, for example, we just mentioned Jacob brought up. How is a mace transmit toma? Through maga, masa, and ohel. Is a cherev, or you can call him a tame, but ohel or not? Right? Right? Ohel. If you say he's mamish like a cholol mamish, then you would say like Tosos and others that the cherev is metame be'ohel. However, if you said, no, he's not mamish like a cholol, it just means he gets strong tumah. In Not he has a strong Torah. This Cheren, not he, it has a strong Torah. That doesn't mean it's as strong as the mace itself. The mace can be metame through Magna Masanoda. But you could say, like, who is it, the Rambam and the Rabban? And, you know, they're not the only ones, but that's going to be good enough for now. That it's Eino Metame the Ohel. As a matter of fact, you can go further. How about Thomas Masa? Here you would say, for sure, like Rov Rishonim, that the Cherev is Metame the Masa. If you don't touch it, but you carry it. If you're not, then you're good. Then you tell me. However, the Ramban on Torah goes so far as to say, it's funny, the Ramban on Shas is something about this, I admit. But you could say, like the Ramban Al HaTorah, who says very clearly that the Cherev is not Metame Vimasa. And here's a very tricky one. This is a very, very difficult thing to admit. The whole question of, are you Chayav Karban? If I'm in the Nidlo Mason, I go into the Mason Mikdash, I'm Chayav Karban. What if I'm Nitma Lecher Mario Kapol, I go into the Mason Mikdash, I'm Chayav Karban or not? So, interestingly, there is a Tosefta that says I'm Hotman Karban. And the Ramah brings this down and says that, says someplace that I am Hotman Karban. And then everyone tries to struggle to figure out exactly why. Avalachayv Karzal be smiktosh al chilos kachim ein o chayv ella hashnayim bovat rishon shenagva makes vashenish shenagva bokat in Torah shenemar o kol shei god vei mavel and give a kilu shenagva adam or a give a adam shenagva kilu shenagva makes potter was granted with be smiktosh tzeder shetvar ma'edo afish divrei kabbalah inu din Torah shari lo nes parsha ba Torah lezeshen im avmei shu'am vashenin o gevel shirishon bein adam bein kilu. Okay, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, since this is not before Torah, meaning this is a drush, it's not before Torah, you're a potter from a carbon on the Yisimikdash. And here, it's a big question mark exactly why are you potter from, are you potter from the Yisimikdash? I mean, the Rambam is the only apostle who says you're apostle from a potter. Although, I doubt that everyone would agree. Clearly, Rambam Thomas says he knows the Galea, would probably say. But, how about Chiyuv? Yes, Mikdash. If you assume that he's mamish like a mace, then you might say, Lechora, Chayav Karban. I mean, if you were Nitman of the Cherev, and then, not if you were Nitman of the Cherev, but because if you're Nitman of the Cherev without Cherev, Chalav, the Cherev's an Av Yerisha. Meaning, if Yaakov was Nitman of the Cherev and then touched me, so he's only an Av because of the Cherev. Now I'm only Rishon. Because of the Cherev, because otherwise you wouldn't be coming on them. Right, a Rishon is not coming on them. Only an Abba is coming on them. So then, I would have thought you're Chayav on making. It never says in Shas that you're Potter. It never says in the Gemara that you're Potter. Maybe we don't possibly be Potter. Or maybe, after all, what's funny about the Rambam? Anyone know what's always tricky about the Rambam? Right? That is not exactly what he already means. Sometimes anything that is for drusha, he calls Rabbanan, right? He's not strict about being a chalik like the other Rishonim, between things that are learned from a drusha versus things that are takanas to Rabbanan. So we're like Potter, Mibibnei, and there's a big machlokas achronin. In the Rambam, what does he mean here? It's not in Torah. It's literally terror calls on the Rabbanan, which doesn't change the nature of the din, but change the level of karma of the din. Or does it mean you're never chayav a karban from something you learned from a drusha? Which if you finish, then you have to figure that's consistent with all of Mishnah Torah. But the rest, and just like Malkus, a lot of the akronim say you're not chayav Malkus from anything before Mishnah Torah. The Rambam has this big distinction that what the other Rishonim don't have, and the Shivas nowadays they don't have. Although if you look in the, you know, if you look in the, you know, the early strata of Shas, they might have had. But ulai potter mipnei. Shizet din derabbanan o nilman midrasha. Okay, this is a mitzvah gadol b'Torah. Anything learned from a drasha, you're not chayav a karban from the Rambam. You have to read word of the line because everything is indirectly touched on something you learned from a drasha. So you know, something in a drasha playing an ancillary role where you're still chayav a karban. Something you have to add learned from a drasha, you're not chayav a karban. Okay, but
could the Rambam shoot that in 3, 4, and 5 be related to the fact that he considers any clean
So that is what's interesting. I see that we are we're not going to get to everything I wanted to talk about today, but yesh la'ayin, there's basically, this is five fascinating machlokos about the effect of the power of Chereu B'Chol. If there's a Chereu B'Chol, how powerful is it? Does it ruin the zeros? Does it answer the coin? Does it require outside? Is it the time of masses? Is it the time of the oil? Is it the Machai of the carbon? There's also a lot of machlokos we've shown about what qualifies Chereu B'Chol. How do you make a Chereu B'Chol? Right? And for example, the machlokos being basically the Rambam and the recent Ponti versus all the other Rishonim. Is it Davka Mateches, Keret, or anything? Right? A most Rishonim hold it's Davka Mateches. As Rashi says here, Pikesh Keret, Lecholol, Mateches, Shenaga Bemes. And as Rabbeinu Hananel says here, someplace here, he uses that word someplace. Right. And Tosos all over Shas says Klimateches, Norban says Klimateches, the Mihiri here says Klimateches, the Arakulam here says Klimateches. Only the recent Ponti quoted in the Tosos Shans here, and also the Rashi Shans, in the beginning of Olos, second Mishnah of Olos, says anything, and the Rambam. Other than anything, our Gemara says only the Ner Shalmateches. So the Machlok is only a Ner Shalmateches is only the Mateches, or only a Ner Mateches, because it's only anything but Cheres. Right, now, we're being quote-unquote cliché, the wooden, etc. Right, is it only Mateches or anything but Cheres? Clearly it doesn't apply to Cheres, that's our Gemara. So what does the Rambam and the recent quote say? Anything but Cheres. Why? Because there's a special rule that a Cheres cannot, what's the special rule? Cannot be an Abatoma. Since you get told with Cheres, there's no, a Cheres can't be an Abatoma, so it can't be Cheres. I mean, Cheres never Abatoma. Even if they touch the Cheres, Cheres can't become an Abatoma. Right? The Cheres can't be an Abatoma. So that's not focus. Is it only metal? There's some Mateches or anything but Cheres? If it's anything but Cheres, why did they say Mateches? Why did they just say anything but Cheres? The answer is because you only make Neros out of Cheres or Mateches. I mean, no one made Neros out of anything else. Right? It would be a little weird to make Neros out of wood, because then they might burn. And, you know, whatever. They didn't make Neros out of other things for whatever reason. So that's an, in fact, that is a fascinating machlokas. There's also machlokas that Rabbeinu Hananel quotes here. Is it only literally Chereu B'Chol, the murder weapon, or is it any kli? It's really a very minority shita. The Rabbeinu Hananel quotes from the Gaonim from Yesh Omer. There's only a murder weapon. Yeah, the recent Ponti, he's quoting Tosos Shans here, and the Rash of Nishans, same person, of the second mission of all those, as saying only a murder weapon. So he's not really saying it's the Rambam. The Rambam is a big machmir. Any kli that was in contact with the mace. The recent Ponti is not a big machmir, any kli, but only a murder weapon. So that's, you know, fine, a baseball match, guys. He's really not much of a machmir. Okay, that's a bit of a shita's yachid. No one agrees with that. Really, in all of Shas, it's close to impossible to justify them. You have to be nidcha. There are so many Mishnahis in all of Shas. This is Chereu B'Chol, that's Chereu B'Chol. And at some point, you have to say, oh yeah, it was a murder weapon. This is a murder weapon. Anything could be a murder weapon, right? Remember playing Clue? Right? Everything's a murder weapon. You don't play Clue anymore? Yes, TSA, right? Everything's a murder weapon. Even toothpaste. Perhaps, I think what A.B. is suggesting, and maybe we'll have to just finish up this conversation next time and then go on in the Gemara, that depending on how you look at it, if you really said it's a transmission, then you would be more broad and liberal about how to transmit it. Yeah, it's just, you know, you transmit it, it's not exactly an aviavos, it's not exactly an avid, somewhere in between, and it's some powers like the mace, some powers not like the mace. Yeah, you can transmit more broadly. If you're going to say it, mamas turns into a mace, then maybe that should only be a murder weapon. A murder weapon, that's mamas like a mace. That makes sense. Or if not a murder weapon, at least a klimateches. Don't ask me why klimateches, but maybe because every klimateches is a murder weapon. Mehechi tesi that every klimateches is a murder weapon? The mizbeach. you're not allowed to use a tefillah bar cell to mizbeach because every tefillah bar cell is kichar v'chaynach to le'avat chalecha. Right? Right? And every tefillah bar cell, right? It says in the first of Sefer Melacha. That means the hammers and the this. It doesn't mean only knives. Right? So it could be that you're restricted to a murder weapon or something very similar to a murder weapon. If you're going to say, no, it's just some in-between level of transmission, then you could also say, maybe you don't say it's only mateches, because mateches accepts tumah more easily. Right? How do we know mateches accepts tumah more easily? Because a clean mateches is batame, even if it has no shear, and even if it has no base kibble. Right? So it's mateches really the only clean that accepts tumah, midoraisa, if it has no base kibble. Okay, midorabanan, a clean that has similar to base kibble, has almost a base kibble, accepts tumah. But you could say that suggest is okay. Watch what's on that here. It's nicha if you're going to expand the power of Kerubim Kabbal. It's nicha to restrict the creation of Kerubim Kabbal. If you're making something so powerful, it should only be in very unique circumstances, right? Nicha, the Yesh Omer in the Rach, and the recent Ponti, who says only murder weapon, or you could say Rov Rishonim, only metal, because maybe it's like a murder weapon. But if you're going to say, then it's more nicha the Rambam, and that's good. The Rambam has a pretty makel view of when it applies, but a machre broad view. It's easier to make lower levels, but it's harder to make harder. That says anything except kli cheres, and that's our mission with batechas, because the only thing you commonly make lamps out of besides cheres, or you can still say Rov Rishonim. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but it's more nicha. Rov Rishonim, that it's only metal. Why? Maybe because metal is mekabel toma more than anything else. There are many chumras we have in metal. Again, the primary among them, you don't need a base kibble for metal to be mekabel toma. Metal, if it's tummy and it breaks, you fix it and look back to its old tumah. Want to say, maybe we'll end with this, is there's another interesting machlokes. What if the cheruv kacholom didn't touch the mace? A kli didn't touch the mace, but it was in the ohala mace. Almost everyone assumes that if it's the ohala mace, that makes it a cheruv kacholom. Except the Me'iri brings down a Yesh Omer in Shabbos, and some of the other Rishonim Kervats bring this down in Shabbos, a more obscure one, say from Shlomo, say from Oros. But it's really Bas Yochid among the Rishonim that are commonly learned. The Me'iri and Shabbos does the same self, says in the name of Ali Tosos, if it was only the Ola Mace, then nothing becomes Kervat Kabbalah, only if you touch the Mace. If it's the Ola Mace, it becomes an Ola. No one becomes able to touch the Mace. Okay. It needs a stronger contact with the Mace to make it Kervat Kabbalah. What's fascinating is that that's one shita, but that's the Me'iri and Shabbos Daf Tezayin. Me'iri and Shabbos Daf Kof Aleph quotes a Yesh Beforshim, even more fascinating. Instead of Me'iri and Shabbos Daf Kof Aleph and Beis, the name of the Yesh Beforshim, he says, and he's trying to answer a question there, if it was in the Ohel with the mace, then it becomes a weak Karavari Kacholol, and it's not the time of something else in the Ohel. Meaning, if this metal knife was in an Ohel with the mace, then it's only the time people would touch it. But if it touched the mace, then it's the time anyone would go to the oil with it. He makes sort of a tzvichtinim. If it was only weakly connected to the mace, and only the time people would touch it. If it was strongly connected to the mace, then it's the time people say oil with it. Okay, I admit that the Yesh Omer doesn't even name in the Mikiri. I'm not saying it's a major new shot. But what's, and this will really have to end, maybe we have one or two details to discuss next time. But what do we want to say? We want to say maybe that there is the Yesh Omer
in the Meiri and Shabbos, Daf Kof Aleph, says there's Tvei Dinim. If it touched the mace, then if it touched the mace, it becomes Mamish Kof. A Kli, a metal Kli that touched the mace, that is close enough to murder weapon, that's Mamish gets the death. That's, and therefore the Tamei Ba'Oel. But if it was only in the ohel of the mace, no. Some that doesn't even touch the mace, just in the ohel, you can't say that's mamish becomes like the mace. That's just a strong level of transmission. Okay, strong level of transmission means it becomes an aviyavos hatoma, but not an aviyavos hatoma that's metamei ba'ohel. Just an aviyavos hatoma that's metamei b'maga, and maybe not b'masa. So it could be the Svei Dina Mecheri of Picholo, based on this Yesh Omer and Meiri, one din that becomes mamish like if it touches. The other din that even if it doesn't touch, it's just in the ohel, it just gets a transmission from the mace. That's a very, very, very strong transmission. And then after me, we have the time go, well, okay, there's one or two more details. We're already super late. So maybe we'll fill in a few minutes. Mir Tzachim next time. Next year is the last year of the regular year, even though it actually doesn't make enough meaning for the schedule, because we just continue the normal schedule. But we switch prakken. Next year is the last year of the first parak. We should definitely, I think we're going to have to like run through a little bikias and just try to get the basic ideas of what's going on in our Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. So let's start by seeing if we can at least go through the Gemara until the end of Daf Tesvav. I'll send the chorus out later. Mir Tzachim. We're not. We're going to go on to the next part of the Gemara. Good question. We're going to go on to the next part of the Gemara. Yeah, so I want to basically, maybe I'll add a few minutes because there's one more I didn't relate to yet. But we will continue the Gemara so I should at least get some basic idea of what the Muslims are made of. Yes, Rav Gorin's famous psak is a peculiar one. You know Rav Gorin's famous kula for a kohen to go to medical school. He said that, we hold like Rav Chaim Kohen, like the other Rishonim, Kohen's not Mozart Kerevo Kachalo. So the kohen should just get a piece of metal Kli. We're not after the murder weapon, right? That's a bit of a das yachid. It's a recent ponte of Yeshua, we don't know who it is. He should get a metal necklace, right? A metal necklace that touched the mace, right? Even the old mace, you know, and wear it all the time. That's okay. Kohen's not Mozart Kerevo Kachalo. Once he's wearing this Kerevo Kachalo, he's now constantly being nitma by Naviyah Bosatoma. Now, if he touches the mace, it's okay, because he's not doing anything, because he's being nitma anyway.
But there's still an issue for a Kohen to be nitma, even repeatedly.
And even though there's an issue for the Kohen to be nitma repeatedly, so this is a big Machlokes Rishonim. He says, that's only one after the other. If the Kohen touches one mace, it's us relating nitma to another mace. But while he's being nitma one mace, there's no issue for him to be nitma to another mace. Okay, that's a whole Machlokes Rishonim. But okay, fair enough. That was Rav Gorin's whole cop. Okay, why no one else thought of it? Tell Rav Gorin, I guess I question most Rav Gorin's talking. The problem is that it's a bit of a manashach, right? Meaning, if a coin is Muzer and Kerem and Chalal, then obviously you don't get off the ground. If a coin is not Muzer and Kerem and Chalal, that means like the coin's not Muzer and Kerem and Chalal, but he's Muzer on Thomas Mace. So when he's wearing the necklace, he doesn't yet have Thomas Mace, only Thomas Karabur Kachalo, and now he's getting himself Thomas Mace. So it's a big finish. This for Gorin, Kedar Kodesh, and this is one that's talked in that's not very widely respected. Al Pilundis, it's going to be, Al Pilundis, he's going to have to make a lot of assumptions in order to justify his very, very, very Kodesh sock. What's he going to have to say? He's going to have to say no. The iser is for the Kohen to get the result of Thomas Mace. Al Tanai,
that he's getting it from a mace. And therefore, to put on the necklace is okay, because he's getting too much mace, but it's not from a mace. Once he already has that, he's not getting any additional toma from the kohen, from the mace, so therefore it's mucker. But that is a... yeah, that's he's going to have to do a lot of dancing to justify that. It's a big tzarachion to me. The why is necessary not to go to medical school. You ask why Rav Gorman was mounting Yisrael to go to medical school so that I understand, you know, okay, I mean, the Yichariz doesn't like all the schoolers, but you have a country, you need doctors, you need medical school. Now, why the Cohen can't just pick another profession? Sorry, all right, no.